The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KHSS2 sports special. Join us as the Fighting Irish of DeSales take to the field for exciting gridiron action. And now here's the voice of Irish football, Roy Elia, on Walla Walla's KHSS2.
And a pleasant good evening to you football fans, wherever you may reside in the Walla Walla Valley or surrounding areas, or perhaps this evening you're joining us by way of the Internet. Along with my broadcast partner, Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia, and we are delighted to have you with us for another night of DeSales High School football on your home for Irish Radio. Irish Radio is presented by our good friend Charlie Conan at Conan Rock Products. It has satisfied the Valley's rock and gravel needs for half a century, in part by helping to beautify the Walla Walla Valley with decorative rocks and boulders. Conan Rock Products. Phone number is 541-938-6856, and its address is 81890 Cows Creek Road in Milton Freewater. And our pregame show from Ty Baffney Field on the DeSales High School campus, presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Dave Conan at Concrete Industries, 512 North 13th Avenue in Walla Walla. Call 525-9143 or send an email to dave@concreteindustries.com for all your concrete queries. And we welcome you to Ty Baffney Field on the DeSales High School campus, where two undefeated teams will be going at it here this evening. The undefeated 2-0 DeSales Irish taking on the Union Bobcats out of the state of Oregon, the state's number one ranked 8-man football team. The Bobcats coming tonight into this game with a record of 3-0. Tonight, a bit of a variation on our Concrete Industries pregame show. We are going to begin this evening with a live Coach's Corner interview with DeSales head coach Josh Richard. It is presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Tom Richard at Tom's Yard Care, a certified professional landscape maintenance company that has served the Walla Walla Valley for over two decades. Call 520-5457 for mowing, trimming, fertilizing, and commercial snow plowing services. Head coach Josh Richard, the Irish come into tonight's contest fresh off a victory last Friday night at East Valley High School in Moxie near Yakima, a 52-18 triumph over Etihad.
Yeah, it was obviously a good way to end the week last week up there in Etihad. Etihad was a playoff team last year, and so, you know, part of our plan this year was to test ourselves a little early against some quality opponents, and the boys showed up real well, scored a lot of points again, couple of communication errors on defense, but overall it was a pretty good night.
And the defense set the tone early with a touchdown off of a strip, a fumble.
Yeah, that was a big deal. We had just gone down offensively. We had a great first drive, and then we stalled out in the red zone. We had them backed up, which is a good thing defensively. Then Allen made a good play punching that ball out, and Maddox was right there to scoop and score. So that was a good way to kind of get us recovered after that red zone stall.
And the offense seemed to continue the momentum.
Yeah, Cohen, he threw the ball really well. Our receivers caught the ball, which is obviously half the battle. They won their routes against their DBs, and the O-line pass protected really well, and we're able to run the ball efficiently enough to keep them honest as far as that goes. So, yeah, just good mix of run and pass and accurate throws.
And what a start for your junior quarterback. Over 500 yards passing, 13 touchdowns, no interceptions.
Yeah, Cohen's played real well so far. You know, we've tried to simplify things. He worked real hard in the summer going down to that Manning passing camp. So he's having a great start to the junior year, and we're going to need him to keep playing like that if we want to continue this trend.
And overall, a solid effort by the ball club, as you noted a moment ago.
Yeah, yes, all around. We got a lot of pressure from our defensive line. That was a kid that was pretty elusive, and he broke some runs on us, which was not part of the plan. But we kept him in check for the most part, and that's what it takes, a complete team effort, offense and defense.
And, boy, it's going to take quite an effort here tonight at Ty Baffney Field. The Irish will be taking on a very, very good opponent, the number one ranked Union Bobcats, ranked number one, the top 8-man football team in the state of Oregon.
Yeah, this was kind of part of our plan again with testing ourselves early. Union, they've had a pretty successful program. Last year they went to the quarterfinals there in Oregon, and they started out 3-0 right where they left off. And so we expect a good battle for us and another measuring stick game for us.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the time very, very much. Good luck to you, your coaching staff, and the players as they take on the Union Bobcats.
Thanks, Roy.
Those are the comments of DeSales head coach Josh Richard, bringing to an end our Coach's Corner interview for this week. It was presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Tom Richard at Tom's Yard Care, a certified professional landscape maintenance company that has served the Walla Walla Valley for over two decades. Call 520-5457 for mowing, trimming, fertilizing, and commercial snow plowing services. We're now going to continue to recognize more of our sponsors, DeSales High School Football. Touchdowns this season presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Greg Tompkins at Tompkins Appliance. They've been specializing in parts, service, and repairs since 1966. Call 529-3185 or go to www.tompkinsappliance.com for more information. Tompkins Appliance is located at 270 East Boeing Avenue at the Walla Walla Regional Airport. And our kickoffs will be presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Lynn Irish Clark at Farmers Insurance, 511 West Main Street in Walla Walla. Farmers gets you back where you belong. The sidelines are sponsored by our good friend and DeSales alum Donnie Biagi at Biagi Appraisal Services, 1066 Biagi Lane in Walla Walla. Call 509-570-6670 or send an email to DonnieBiagi@yahoo.com for all appraisal service questions. And our two-point conversions will be presented by our friends and DeSales alumni at Chase Electric, 989 South Campbell Road in Walla Walla. Its phone number is 509-529-5071. And our first downs will be presented by our good friend and DeSales booster Hank Warden at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Hank a call at 509-240-3948. And our quarters will be presented by the Campos family at ACO Janitorial Services, commercial and residential. They specialize in carpet, tile, and window cleaning. ACO will be there when you move out or in. Licensed and insured and offering free estimates, ACO Janitorial Services, 509-200-3700 and acojanitorial12@gmail.com. ACO Janitorial Services, loyalty and respect towards our neighbor enriches our spirit. And our scoreboard mentions will be presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Kevin Minyagi at Minyagi Hauling Services. Need a haul? Give Kevin a call at 509-301-3331. And the end zones are presented by our good friend Danny Freeman at Premier Motors on 2nd Avenue in Walla Walla and on Highway 11 in Milton Freewater. Now, when you go to Premier Motors, well, it's a great place to go if you're looking for a new vehicle. And whether you have good credit, bad credit, or somewhere in between, for $500 down, you can drive away with a beautiful vehicle from Danny Freeman and the good folks at Premier Motors. Again, two locations to serve you, on 2nd Avenue in Walla Walla and on Highway 11 in Milton Freewater. During our halftime, we have these great sponsors, Tallman's Pharmacy, sponsoring our halftime report. Our athletic director's update is presented by the local Knights of Columbus, Michael Flora Council, number 766 in Walla Walla. And halftime statistics will be brought to you this evening by our good friend and DeSales alum, Eddie Unk, at the MacArthur Company. And during the postgame show, we're delighted to have Harold's Power Vac back to power our postgame shows this season. Eric Kimball, CPA, sponsors our Player of the Game segment. And the good folks at the MacArthur Company sponsor our final statistics during these DeSales football broadcasts. Coming up next on our Concrete Industries pregame show, a player profile interview I had last evening with DeSales junior quarterback Cohen Wood. We'll have that conversation for you after we step aside for a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Welcome back to Irish Radio, everyone. Presented by Conan Rock Products, I'm Roy Elia, and the Concrete Industries pregame show continues with the player profile. It's presented by our good friends Dr. Antonio Casso and Dr. Cecil Ash at Walla Walla Oral and Maxillo Facial Surgery. Walla Walla OMS is located at 312 South 3rd Avenue. And we are delighted to be joined by DeSales junior quarterback Cohen Wood for our player profile segment this week. And Cohen, the 2025 Irish off to a very good start. Victories on the road at Waitsburg and then a, quote, road/neutral site win last Friday night against perennial power Etihad. Well, so far so good. Knock on wood.
Yeah, I mean, so far it's been a great season. Just trying to do simple things and just, you know, all I can say is the environment's kind of different this year. We tried changing the culture of our team a little bit. It felt like we didn't have much passion in previous years. And so one of our main focuses is playing for each other and just doing the simple things extremely well. And overall, it's just helped a great amount. I mean, I thought we were going to have a close game with Etihad, and we just did our jobs, and it worked out.
And, you know, the fact that you're talking about the culture changes and so forth, I mean, that's saying a lot when you consider this Irish program has had a lot of success since joining the B ranks in 2019.
The culture has changed dramatically, in my opinion. For my past couple of years playing, it kind of felt like I wasn't, it was kind of weird. It's like it was still a team, but it's a lot different this year. It's like we all care for each other. We all want to do the best for each other and, you know, play our hearts out on the field. I'm just thankful it's changed. I mean, it's just way different.
Well, the winning keeps on going, keeps continuing for the Irish, and the first two games against Waitsburg and Etihad, solid performances. Yes, it wasn't perfect by any means, but certainly very, very good efforts. I mean, sometimes you look at the scores and you think, well, are we that much better than our opponents? Well, it just so happens that maybe on those days things work well for you, and you're not necessarily 40 or 50 points better than the other team. It's just that you had one of those nights when things worked out very well and things for the opposition didn't go as well. And it seems that the Irish have done some very, very good things in the early season, both offensively and defensively.
I mean, it's better luck. It's better to be lucky than be good. That's for sure. But, you know, overall, it's just, I think it just comes down to consistency. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, we know we're a good team, but, you know, they're not going to have a perfect game. And so we just try to make, failures quick. If you're going to mess up, do it fast. And just move on, have next play speed. Don't worry about what happened in the past, and just keep on just fighting for your brothers.
Now, you personally are off to a very, very good start this season, well over 500 yards passing, 13 interceptions. No, not 13 interceptions, 13 touchdowns, zero interceptions. And for your career, I think anybody would take an 11-1 touchdown to interception ratio. Just 5 interceptions in your career compared with 55 touchdown throws.
I've had a couple close calls where I got lucky, but like I said, it's lucky, better to be lucky than be good. But I mean, overall, my thought process this season has been a lot different. I'm not trying to be flashy or try to make the big plays happen. I just try to do the simple things as best as I possibly can. And kind of my focus is during games is I'm trying to completely, you know, isolate myself from the results. I don't care about how many touchdowns I have. I don't care about how many yards I've thrown for. I just want to have fun and be there with my friends and just, you know, enjoy the experience because it's not going to last forever. I know that next year all the seniors are going to be gone and I'm going to have to be a captain and a leader out there. And, yeah, I'm just enjoying having the people around me and just trying to completely zone out from the results because it'll kill you. If all you care about is your results, then you mess up one play and now all of a sudden it's just like a spiral. It's like a train where you mess up once and then you're thinking about it and all that. You just got to completely zone out from the results and just have fun with your friends because that's what it's about.
Now, late in the fourth quarter of that game last Friday night against Etihad, you broke free, and it would have been very, very easy to go down the sideline and put another touchdown on the board, but you decided to go out of bounds. I thought it was a very, very classy move on your part. Look, you look at the scoreboard and you say, hey, we've proven our point. We proved on this particular night we're the better team. There's no reason to rub the opponent's nose in the dirt or humiliate them.
There's just no point. I mean, like you said, we proved our point that we were the better team. We executed more plays that game, and we just played a better game. And so, I mean, there's no point. I mean, stats at the end of the day, they aren't going to get you anywhere. It's just about having fun. I mean, it doesn't really matter if we win that game or not. It's just about building memories with your friends, and having that extra touchdown doesn't matter at all.
Well, this coming Friday night, the Irish are going to have themselves quite a challenge. The home opener at Ty Baffney Field against an outstanding Union ball club from the state of Oregon. The Bobcats off to a tremendous start this season. 3-0 on the season are the Union Bobcats. They scored 162 points in their first three games. And the cherry on top of the banana split, they come into this game the number one ranked eight-man football team in the state of Oregon.
I'm just very thankful that we have a really competitive opponent earlier in the season. But we just can't really focus on them. We just got to play our game. I like to think of it as just compete with yourself, compete with the game. As one of our coaches from basketball, he says, compete against yourself, compete with the game. It's just you and your friends out there. Don't worry about the other team. Just execute at a very high level, just the simple things, and you'll be fine no matter what. It's just do you.
And you have also had an opportunity to shine in other parts of the athletic arena. Talk about that.
I've taken a lot of things I've learned from basketball and baseball and just translated it through all of these sports. I would like to thank, I don't know if you will watch this, but I have a kind of like a mental coach, and his name is Joey Hewitt, and I just want to thank him because he has completely changed the way I've played sports in general. I used to be very results-based, and I get in my head very frequently, and I feel like I've become free on the field, where I don't care. I just want to have fun and be with my friends, and it's translated through all the sports. Basketball, if I miss a shot, I don't get frustrated anymore. I just go to the next play. I'm playing defense, I'm all good. And same with baseball. I mean, I think last year's baseball season was insanely fun. My favorite year by far. And it was just the environment was so much better. Everyone was having fun. We didn't really care if we struck out. I didn't care if I struck out or made a bad play or made an error. I was just having fun with my friends. And it frees up your game and you don't care about the results because it's not going to change if you win a state championship or not. At the end of the day, it's just not going to get you anywhere. I mean, just building a relationship with God and with your friends and the people around you, that's what's truly important. And that's what I realized, and that's helped me grow as a person and as an athlete so much.
Well, certainly a credit to the DeSales High School football program and a credit to Walla Walla Catholic Schools. That is DeSales junior quarterback Cohen Wood. And we thank him very, very much for joining us for our player profile segment that was presented by our good friends Dr. Antonio Casso and Dr. Cecil Ash at Walla Walla Oral and Maxillofacial Surgery. Walla Walla OMS is located at 312 South 3rd Avenue. And coming up next, the Tom's Yard Care Coach's Corner, when the Concrete Industries pregame show continues after a 1-minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Did you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for 90 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial advisors like Nick Lyons to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter most. When planning your future, why not work with a local firm that truly cares? Visit Nick Lyons at 102 West Main Street. Lyons Investment Planning, an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We ask your blessing upon all the athletes, grant them safety, strength, and good sportsmanship as they compete. Watch over the coaches, officials, and families, and guide us all in the spirit of respect and unity. When the contest is complete, we pray for safe travel for everyone returning home. In your holy name,
opening prayer being given for tonight's game. And now we will have the playing of our national anthem. Playing of our national anthem prior to this upcoming 8-man football game between the DeSales Irish and the Union Bobcats. And our Concrete Industries pregame show continues with starting lineups presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner, local farmer, and DeSales alum Todd Kimball. The next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. The starting offense for the DeSales Irish, starting at quarterback, Cohen Woods, 6 feet tall, 175 pounds, and a junior. At running back, Caleb Bingham, 6 feet 2 inches tall, 185 pounds, and a junior. Wide receivers, Jason Guest, 5'9", 145 pounds, and a senior. And Malachi Raymond, 6 feet 2 inches tall, 170 pounds, and a junior. Starting tight end will be Ben Garcia, 5 feet 10 inches tall, 175 pounds, and a junior. And up front, Alan Campo, 6 feet 2 inches tall, 200 pounds, and a senior. Hudson Hall, 6 feet 2 inches tall, 250 pounds, and a junior. And Manning Filan, 6 feet tall, 190 pounds, and a senior. The starting defense for the DeSales Irish, the defensive ends, Alan Campo, 6'2", 200, and a senior. Ben Garcia, 5'10", 175, and a junior. Defensive tackles, Hudson Hall, 6'2", 250, and a junior. And Manning Filan, 6', 190 pounds, and a senior. Middle linebacker, Caleb Bingham, 6 feet 2 inches tall, 185 pounds, and a junior. At cornerback will be Tyce Wood. He is 5 feet 9 inches tall, 135 pounds, and a freshman. Also starting in the defensive backfield at cornerback, Cohen Wood, 6 foot, 175 pounds, and a junior. And the starting safety will be Jason Guest, 5 feet 9 inches tall, 145 pounds, and a senior. The Irish tonight likely without the services of Dominic Fazzari, suffering from the flu bug this week. Also worthy of note, Manning Filan, Maddox Filan, a bit under the weather this week. We'll see what kind of effect that has as far as this evening's ball game is concerned. Our starting lineups were presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner, local farmer, and DeSales alum Todd Kimball. The next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. Steve?
This would be out a good come. I can't speak English all the time. This ought to be a good game. I mean, I wish I had more information on Union, but everything I've heard, they're a pretty good team and well coached, and I think we're going to be a good test tonight. What a beautiful night for football. I mean, a little bit warm, but not too bad. And as the sun's going down, the temperature's coming down, so let's get this thing going.
As a matter of fact, the game time temperature 80 degrees, wind gusts up to 4 miles per hour on this Friday night. The home opener for the DeSales Irish in this 2025 season. That's going to do it for our pregame show from Ty Baffney Field. It was presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Dave Conan at Concrete Industries, 512 North 13th Avenue in Walla Walla. Call 525-9143 or send an email to Dave at ConcreteIndustries.com for all your concrete queries. And in just a few moments, we will have our first quarter presented by ACO Janitorial Services. You all know what that means. Our first Farmers Insurance kickoff of the night, Steve.
Yeah, that, like I said, let's get going. I'm ready. But, of course, we've got to get through the pregame preliminaries here.
Including the coin toss, which is going on as we speak. So while that unfolds, we're going to step aside for another commercial break and be right back. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
Is your heating and cooling system letting you down? Is it too hot in the summer and too cold in the winter? Hi, I'm Terry with Total Comfort Solutions, and we hear this a lot. Older systems are costly to run and very unreliable. Here at Total Comfort Solutions, we have just the fix. High efficient, reliable heating and cooling systems for as low as $130 per month. Act now, and we can even throw in some rebate money. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Back once again at Ty Baffney Field on the DeSales High School campus, along with Steve Taylor. I'm Roy Elia. Union won the toss. They elect to receive. They will be going from right to left here in the first quarter of play, Steve.
Yeah, and just so people understand what's going on in that pregame meeting at the beginning of the meeting, at the beginning of the game, they're talking about the proper use of your helmet. They're not weapons. You're not supposed to lead with your helmet. You're supposed to use those for your own personal protection. And then they kind of calm them down. They kind of establish a rapport and some communication with them. And then obviously they flip the coin and all that stuff that you see on TV. But these are high school kids. You got to remind them what's the important things. And it's a good conversation 90% of the time.
Ellen Campos to deliver our Farmers Insurance kickoff. One player back deep for a Union. It is Jackson Davenport. Officials whistle sounds, and we're going to get underway on this Friday evening at 6:59. The run forward by Alan Campos, and his kick in the air is high and end over end. Going to be taken by Davenport at the 10-yard line. Middle of the field, he's across the 15, he's across the 20. Jason Guess will bring him down out across the 25-yard line. Also got some help on the play. Did Jason Guess on that tackle by the Irish special teams, and it was Anakin Houchin assisting on the tackle, Steve.
Yeah, and if Anakin would have got him in there, I think Guess would have had maybe a little bit too much to handle it because that guy was flying. And that was a great kick. So Campos starting it off with a good leg. I like it.
First and 10 for Union at its 27-and-a-half-yard line. The Bobcats up to the line of scrimmage, 3-0 coming into this contest this evening. A tight formation, an eye in the backfield. Signals called, and a running play on first down. Ball carrier going off the right side, and he is going to be stood up behind the line of scrimmage. A nice charge by the Irish defense. K.J. Claybaum with the carry for the Bobcats, taking the handoff from quarterback Dawson Miller, and he will lose big yardage back inside the 25, Steve.
Yeah, Guest and Wood, Tyson Wood both got in there and got their hands on him. That was the definition of gang tackle. Now, Union Bobcats coming up to the line.
With 2nd and 15 at its 22-yard line, a high snap. It's bobbled. And then the handoff going to go to the ball carrier going up the middle. He is close to getting back to the original line of scrimmage. And Davenport with the carry. He advances to the 26 for a gain of 4, Steve.
Yeah, Ben Garcia and somebody else. And I want to think, I want to say it was Manny Filan, but I thought he was under the weather today.
Third down, 11 yards to go for Union at its 26-yard line. Two backs in the backfield, one on each side of the quarterback. And Miller is back to pass, sets up in the pocket, pass to the far side. The pass is caught, and the receiver is going to be very, very close to an Edward Jones, Hank Wharton first down before being taken out of bounds on the far side. The ball caught by Derek Miller, and he is a very, very dangerous customer. And he has stopped a yard short of the first down, a gain of 10, Steve.
Yeah, and Tyson Wood, a freshman, with the first one to grab hold of it, and then he got some assistance from Jason Guest. And nice job. Nice job, freshman, to get out there and get your hands on him, and don't be afraid of that. Just do it.
Fourth down, a yard to go. The Bobcats will go for it. Wide side of the field to the left. High in the backfield behind the quarterback Miller, and movement at the line of scrimmage. And I think that's going to cost the Bobcats 5 yards for a false start, Steve.
Yeah, and we'll push them back 5 yards, and they can try it again. But somebody a little bit anxious on it. It was his assignment there, so that happens.
So the ball back to the 31-yard line in Union territory. It'll be fourth down and a long 6 to go for the Bobcats. A late Irish substitution. And the Bobcats now in punt formation. One player back deep for the Irish. Good snap from center, and the kick is away. It's a line drive kick taken at the 41-yard line by Guest. Stiff arms a man, gets into Bobcats territory after accepting the punt from Carlos Jimenez. And a very nice return by Jason Guest into Union territory as he is taken down at the Bobcats 46, Steve.
Yeah, and if number 15 is also the same one, maybe that's 45. Sorry, I'm having a tough time reading a couple of those numbers out there, but I think that was number 45, Caleb McCants, so with the tackle.
White side of the field to the right, receivers each way for the Irish. First and 10 to Sales at the Union 46-yard line. Shotgun formation, Cohen Wood claps the hands, and he's going to pitch to Bingham. He bobbles the pitch. Was hit by a man at the line of scrimmage, managed to get ahead for a yard, but it could have been a lot worse, Steve.
Yeah, that could have been, and Caleb did a good job, and he kept his, stayed on his feet, where in years past he probably would have gone to his knees to get that, and then he would have been done. So he stayed on his feet, dribbled the ball a little bit, and moved it forward. Nice job, Caleb.
Second down. A long 9 to go for DeSales at the Union 45-yard line. Two receivers out to the left-hand side. On the outside is Malachi Raymond. On the inside is Jason Guest. Single set back in the backfield. Wood back to pass. Plenty of time. Pass to the near side. Receiver there. The pass is juggled and caught magnificently by Dominic Fazzari. Deflected it with one hand and then managed to get control of the ball on the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline near side. A big pass play of 30 yards before he is taken out of bounds at the Union 15-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, Dominic was definitely paying attention to the tip drills. He tipped it to himself and caught it. That was a beautiful catch. And I think Union's going, uh-oh, what do we run into here?
Dominic Fazzari now with 5 receptions on the season for 151 yards. Now, if he's under the weather, could have fooled me. 3 receivers, 2 left, 1 right for the Irish. An empty backfield. Raymond in motion to the far side. And Wood is going to break a tackle near side to the 10 to the 5. And he's into the end zone, but a penalty flag is thrown. A penalty flag is thrown behind the play. And the Irish are going to be called for holding.
Yeah, darn it. And I also thought I saw a face mask in there, but hey, I'm way up here. They're down there. And if they don't call it, it didn't happen, right?
Yeah, true. Well, that's too bad. So instead of the first touchdown coming with 9:44 left in the first quarter, the Irish are flagged for holding. And the ball will come back to the 20-yard line where it will be first down and 15 yards to go, Steve.
Yeah, and probably what would have prevented that holding call?
Moving your feet.
Exactly, because that's what happened. As they were, he was trying to run around the corner. Somebody just reached out instead of moving his feet.
Well, that big pass play just a few moments ago, netting the Irish and Edward Jones hammering Hank Warden first down. Irish first and 15 at the Union 20-yard line, and Wood to pass. Here comes the blitz, avoids a man, going to throw deep to the far side. Receiver is there and makes the catch. It's Malachi Raymond for an Edward Jones hammering Hank Warden first down. A Tompkins appliance touchdown of 20 yards, Steve.
Yeah, that was a beautiful play. That was well executed, and you could just see it developing. Wood got away from the defender, made a nice move, and then when he threw the ball up, Malachi had not even begun his cut yet, and they was just to throw it to this spot, and Malachi was there. Nicely done.
So Malachi Raymond, who had a magnificent game against Indiana last week, picking up basically where he left off as he enters the Premier Motors end zone at the 9:38 mark of this first quarter. And now the Chase Electric two-point conversion try. Wood takes the snap, hands off to Bingham off the right side, and he goes in very confidently indeed for the Dukes. So the Chase Electric two-point conversion is successful, and with 9:38 left in the first quarter, DeSales 8, Union no score, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Taussig Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Awaiting the Farmers Insurance kickoff from Alan Campos, 9:38 remaining in the first quarter. Cohen Wood with his 14th touchdown pass of the season, now 56 for his Irish career. High end over end kick going to be taken by Miller at the 10-yard line, far side 15. He's to the 20. He's to the 25-yard line, 30, far side 40, 45, and finally taken out of bounds. On the far side, a fabulous return. Jimenez knocked him out of bounds on the far sideline, but Miller gives the Bobcats outstanding field position at the 45-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, and Ben Garcia was the first one to get his hands on him and did a good job of slowing him up a little bit and threw him off his stride, but he was still able to pick up a good yardage after the first contact. So nice job on the Bobcats' part.
First and 10 Union at its 45-yard line, wide side of the field to the left, high in the backfield. And a give to the second back through, coming around the near side. He's going to be spilled after a 2 or 3 yard advance. A nice tackle on the play. It was making the stop. Cohen Wood. Wood with the stop on the ball carrier of the Bobcats. Claybaum. He advances for 2 yards to the 47, Steve.
Yeah, 8-man football, and you got guys that are the star quarterback on the other side and making a tackle on the defensive side. I love it.
Second down, a short 8 to go for Union at its 47-yard line. 2 receivers left, 1 to the right. Miller in motion to the far side. And the quarterback going to keep the football, and he is going to be belted by Hudson Hall behind the line of scrimmage. Play action fake by Miller. Look to go off the right-hand side. And the problem for Union, he went in the wrong direction, back to the original line of scrimmage, Steve.
Yeah, and I think he got a formal introduction to Hose and Hudson Hall. Hi, I'm Hudson, and you're going down. That was a nice job. He wrapped up, and he wasn't going anywhere.
That's the eighth sack of the year for the Irish defense. And it's now third down, 10 yards to go for Union at its 45-yard line. Trips formation left, one receiver right. And the quarterback back to pass, going to pass it to the near side. The pass is going to be caught. It's going to be an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down near side. The ball caught by Claybaum, and he advances very nicely indeed for a gain of 13, Steve.
Yeah, Ben Garcia got his hands on him. First off, we got to get him to wrap up a little better, but and you can move your feet too, and that's another thing you got to do. So, but he did a nice job. He's been getting himself into the play, and that's the first step.
Ben Garcia getting his first start of the season.
Awesome.
First start of his career. First and 10 Union at the DeSales 42-yard line. Single set back in the backfield. And a pitch to the far side. Claybaum going around the far side inside the 40, inside the 35. He is going to be tackled after achieving another Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down inside the 30. He was taken at bounds on the far side, near the out-of-bounds line on the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline far side, but not before he got ahead for a gain of 14, Steve.
Yeah, Jason Guess with the tackle on that, wrapped him up and just spun him around. So, nice job, Jason, with the open field tackle.
First and 10 Union at the DeSales 29-yard line. 8-0 DeSales at your Miyagi Hauling Services score. 7:15 and counting, the time remaining to be played in the first quarter of this 8-man football game. We are delighted to have you with us. Four receivers. Here is a pass deep down the middle. The pass is overthrown and incomplete. They were looking for Miller down the middle, but a misfire by Dawson Miller will bring up second and 10, Steve.
Yeah, I'm not sure that Sam Cole was the intended receiver.
Yes.
He was closer to the ball, wasn't he?
I think he was. Pretty good defense by the Irish secondary on that particular play. So it's now second and 10 for Union at the DeSales 29-yard line. This time the Bobcats, a tight formation. Single set back in the backfield. It's Claybaum, and he's going to get the pitch coming around the near side, and he is going to advance for good yardage. A nice open field tackle on the near side by Wood. Otherwise, he may still be going, Steve.
Yeah, Cohen Wood did a good job. He set him up and got himself in front of him and was able to get his arms on him and take him out of bounds. Nice job, Cohen.
So, again, a four on the play to the 25-yard line. Third down, 6 yards to go, four. The Union Bobcats, as we approach 5.5 minutes gone by in this first period, 8-0 DeSales. And the Bobcats, third down. Half a dozen yards to go, and the quarterback back to pass. Here comes the rush. He avoids a couple of tacklers, and Bingham is going to bring him down, but not before he advances. Looks like he got back to the line of scrimmage. Might have gotten ahead for a half yard on the play, Steve.
Yeah, and I think that would have been a good bit on the video to show young players of the middle backs, the backs, whatever you want to call them, staying home. They stay in their position, and next thing you know, they had an opportunity to go to work and they did a good job. Nice job, Bingham.
And Hudson Hall came oh so very close to getting the sack, but it was not meant to be. But the good news is a short advance will bring up fourth down and five at the DeSales 24.5-yard line. And we have whistles blown and a penalty flag is thrown, and the Bobcat's going to be flagged for delay of game, Steve.
Yeah, I think our quarterback, the quarterback number five, is hurting a little bit. He's kind of limping, and he seems to be favoring a leg. That last tackle might not have felt so good.
So fourth down and a long 10 coming up for Union at the DeSales 29.5-yard line. Irish 8, Bobcats no score. 5:36 remaining to be played in the first quarter. Four receivers, two on each side, wide side of the field to the right. And here's a pass over the middle. It's underthrown and incomplete. Underthrown and incomplete. He was looking for Davenport over the middle, but the pass underthrown, and the Irish will take over on down, Steve.
Yeah, and Bingham was thinking about going ahead and start from that position to go ahead and run the ball. He almost picked that off.
So a turnover on downs. DeSales will take over at its 29.5-yard line. Your Manyagi Hauling Services score with 5:33 left in period one. DeSales 8, Union no score. Wide side of the field to the left, receivers each way for the Irish. Single set back in the backfield behind Wood, who's in the shotgun formation. Claps the hands, takes the snap, hands off to Bingham, right up the gut. Caleb Bingham advancing and dragging tacklers with him across the 40 to the 44-yard line. A gain of 14 on the play. Let's see where they spot the football. They're going to spot it at the 43. A gain of a baker's dozen, Steve.
Yeah, and Bingham doing exactly what he was doing last week, and that's just squaring up to the line of scrimmage and blasting through it. And I really think that works good for him. He's done a good job of getting stronger during the off season. So nice job, Caleb.
And Edward Jones hammering Hank Warden first down for the Irish. First and 10 to sales at its 43-yard line. Wide side of the field to the left, receivers each way. Signals called by Wood. High snap, brings it down, pass over the middle. The pass is going to be overthrown and incomplete. Two receivers in the area. Jason Guess was there. Dominic Fazari was there. And the first misfire by Cohen Wood on the night. He is now, at the moment, 25 for 35 on the season, 71%, Steve.
Yeah, and that one might have been the high snap, might have got him off his timing a little bit, just off his game a little bit on that one. But it was a pretty close throw, though.
Second and 10 for DeSales at its 43-yard line. This time, two receivers out to the left. Bingham standing at his 40-yard line. Or actually, Bingham's at the 36. Wood is at the 40. Takes the snap. Pass to the far side. It's caught by Guest. Stiff arms a man and is going to be stopped a yard short of the first down. Claybaum with the tackle on the far side. A gain of 9 on the play, Steve.
Yeah, and Guest did a good job on that one. Just would have liked to have seen him just pump those legs and carried that blocker with him. I think he could have, but I'm not the one out there. So good job, Jason.
His fifth reception of the season, over 100 yards receiving on the season now, more specifically, 104 for the DeSales senior. Third down, a yard to go for DeSales. Irish up to the line of scrimmage, the wide side of the field to the right. Receiver out to the left. This time Wood is under center. And he'll take it himself, go right up the middle, 40, 35, 30, right up the gut goes Cohen Wood, and Edward Jones hammering Hank Warden first down, a Tompkins appliance touchdown, amazing, absolutely amazing on the part of the DeSales quarterback. He goes 48 yards for the score, Steve.
Yeah, and I'm not sure, were you excited about that one? That was a beautiful play. It was a good call by the coach. It was a quarterback sneak all the way, and he did a good job. All I needed was 3 yards, and he got 50 instead, so I like it.
Third down, a yard to go, and he busts loose for a 48-yard Tompkins appliance touchdown. Edward Jones hammering Hank Warden first down. The second trip for the Irish into the Premier Motors end zone in this first quarter, and now their second Chase Electric two-point conversion attempt of the night. Wood drops back to pass, loops a pass to the far side. It is caught by Malachi Raymond for the deuce. And with 3:58 remaining in the first quarter, DeSales 16, Union no score. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Imagine your child has a cavity filled and leaves the dentist with no numbness. None. Dr. Stacy at Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry is the first and only dentist in the community to utilize the cutting-edge technology called Solia. It's a powerful dental laser that allows most procedures to be done without a drill or local anesthesia. Your child will be able to eat and talk normally after the appointment and go right back to school. To learn more, call Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry at 522-0555. That's 522-0555.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. During May and June, we sold more new Toyotas than any two-month span in our history. Our formula is simple. Our team is dedicated to an unmatched customer experience, and our prices simply cannot be touched. While we focus on serving Walla Walla County, people come from far and wide to experience our different way of doing things. I'm constantly amazed at how far people are willing to travel to come buy a new Toyota from us. Come see us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
3 minutes, 58 seconds remaining to be played in the first quarter. Your Manyagi Hauling Services score to Sales 16 and Union no score. Welcome back to Ty Baffney Field on the DeSales High School campus. Along with Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia. Alan Campos ready to deliver our Farmers Insurance kickoff after that foray into the Premier Motors end zone by the Irish. The run forward and a high end over end kick to the near sideline. Going to go out of bounds on the near sideline. So Union will have those choices coming up, Steve, and they are?
They can take the ball where it's at. They can have them re-kick 5 yards back, or they can take it 5 yards forward from the spot that they went out of bounds. Did I forget one?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. There is three choices. I know that 99% of the time they take it 5 yards from where it went out of bounds. But we saw it last week where they made them re-kick 5 yards back. I've actually seen them make it back, do it four times in a row, so now they're kicking from 20 yards from behind.
So the ball will be spotted at the 35-yard line in Bobcats territory, first and 10 Union. Up the line of scrimmage, two backs in the backfield, along with the quarterback Dawson Miller. Takes the snap, drops back to pass. Good pocket. Pass to the far side. Receiver is open, but the pass is underthrown and incomplete. He was looking for Asher Fight on the far side. Everything was right, Steve, except the pass that was underthrown.
Yeah, it was underthrown, but in defense of the defense, if you can defend the defense, that's kind of a mouthful, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Anyway, they did a good job with the front three and did a good job of pressuring the quarterback and made the quarterback throw it maybe before he really wanted to.
It was a fair passing pocket, but like you say, there was a pretty good push by the green shirts up front, including Hudson Hall. Second down, 10 yards to go for Union at its 35-yard line. Man in motion near side. He gets the handoff. It's Derek Miller. Started left, now goes up the middle, and they're going to stop him across the 35-yard line and drive him back. He'll pick up 2, perhaps 3 yards on the play, Steve.
Yeah, Dominic from behind. Dominic Fazzari got him and got his hands on it. Held him there until the cavalry got there, and there was a lot of green shirts coming that way.
Well, Coach Leahy told us this week that Derek Miller is one dangerous customer, and that was one of the plays that he was talking about that Union might run, and sure enough, they did right there, gained a couple of yards on the play, make it 3rd and 8 at the 37-yard line, play action fake near side. Miller will now run to the near side, and he will go out of bounds. Near side, he's taken out of bounds by Dominic Fazzari at the 40-yard line. He'll pick up 3 yards on the play, 5 yards short of the first down, Steve.
Yeah, and the reason there was no penalty on that, even though the tackle happened 3 or 4 yards outside of the line of scrimmage, out of bounds, it was a continuation of what had been going on. So they don't always know where they're standing.
I will admit I did hold my collective breath on that, thinking that a flag was going to come out, but thank for the Irish, it did not. Fourth down, 5 yards to go. Jimenez back in punt formation, standing at his 30-yard line. One player back deep for the Irish. It is Jason Guest. Good pass from center, waist high, and a line drive taken by Guest at the 31-yard line, near side, 40, 45. He's to midfield and will tiptoe into Bobcats territory. Taken down by a couple of Union Bobcats was Jason Guest, but a very nice return, Steve.
Tiptoe into Bobcat territory. Now, did some guy make a song about that?
Well, he was talking about
Tiny Tulips.
Tiptoe through the tulips.
Oh, that's right. It wasn't into the Bobcat territory. I get confused.
A very nice return by Jason Guest. A return of 21 yards to the Union 48.5-yard line and a timeout called by Union. With 2:57 remaining in the first quarter, your Manyagi Hauling Services score to Sales 16, Union no score, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Losing a pet to injury, illness, or age can be a very emotional experience. Grief is a normal part of a loss of any bond as deep as those we share with our pets. The Washington State University College of Veterinary Medicine offers phone assistance for people dealing with such a loss. The Veterinary College's hotline number is 509-335-5704. That's 335-5704. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Both teams back onto the field after talking with their respective coaching staffs along their respective Biagi Appraisal Services sidelines. Welcome back to Ty Baffney Field on the DeSales High School campus. Along with Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia. DeSales 16, Union no score. 2 minutes, 57 seconds remaining to be played in the first quarter of this eight-man football game. Irish at the line of scrimmage at the Union 48. Receivers each way. Wood claps the hands. Hands off to Bingham. Bingham up the middle. Inside the 45. Was tripped up. Still on his feet. Caleb Bingham inside the 35-yard line. He has an Edward Jones hammering Hank Warden first down. An outstanding effort on the part of number 33, Steve.
Yeah, he just kept pumping those legs and just pulled tacklers down, and it was a good job. That was Caleb Bingham all by himself. And I also want to tell the Union, if there's any Union people listening, number 5 does not seem to be limping anymore, so that's good news.
It really is. The starting quarterback, Dawson Miller, not as hurt as first thought or first speculated. First and 10 to sales at the Union 33. A play action fake. Wood the pass. Going to throw a deep ball to the near side. Guest is there, but the pass overthrown and incomplete.
Yeah, and I think the Bobcats did a good job of pressuring Cohen a little bit on that one, maybe forced him to throw it a little harder than he meant to, and that was a home run ball definitely for the end zone. So
I was ready to bring back Dave Niehaus, God rest his soul, get out the rye bread and the mustard, Grandma. It's grand salami time. It was that kind of home run throw on the part of Cohen Wood. Second down, 10 yards to go for DeSales at the Union 33-yard line. This time two receivers out to the right. Bingham, the lone setback in the backfield, along with Cohen Wood. And he's going to get the handoff. He goes up the middle, and this time a very nice job by the middle of that Union defense to limit the advance to maybe a couple of yards, Steve.
Yeah, Union defense swarm on him pretty good. And Caleb Bingham hit that line of scrimmage hard, but they did a good job of standing him up and taking him down.
Caleb now with 30 yards rushing in the ball game on 4 carries. Third down, 9 coming up for the Irish at the Union 32-yard line. 1:50 and counting left in the first quarter. DeSales 16 and Union no score. Wide side of the field to the right. Two receivers out to the near side. Raymond, and inside of him is Tice Wood. And here's a pitch to the far side to Bingham. 35, 30, 25, 20. And he will have an Edward Jones hammering Hank Warden first down at the 18-yard line of the Union Bobcat, Steve.
Yeah, and you think back to a couple years ago, and Cohen Wood was trying to get that timing down on that pitch. It's not as easy as it looks, and he was struggling a little bit, but he is a master of it this year. He's just that was a perfect time to pitch. The defense had committed, and Caleb Bingham had nothing but open green.
Hudson Hall over the football at center. First and 10 to sales at the Union 18-yard line. Wide side of the field to the right. Receivers each way. A man in motion to the near side. Going to get a shovel pass. Excuse me. His guest. He's to the 15. He's to the 10. The 5. And he is into the end zone. And Edward Jones hammering Hank Wharton first down. A Tompkins Appliance touchdown. And we missed it last week. But we're not going to miss it this week, my friends. Guest, who's coming to dinner? Reservations for 6 for the DeSales Irish. And should they convert the Chase Electric 2-point conversion, it'll be reservations for 8, Steve.
Yeah, Toop just showed up on the unannounced. We'll take that.
Oh, what an outstanding play. A nice little shovel pass. He was in motion, was Guest, from left to right. Took the little shovel pass and goes 18 yards for the touchdown. And now the Chase Electric 2-point conversion. Mateo Jimenez in the backfield. And Wood will roll to the far side. Pass to the far side. It is through the hands of Dominic Fazari and incomplete. So the two-point conversion try fails. The two-point conversion try presented by Chase Electric. But the good news is, with 101 left in the first quarter, your Yagi Hauling Services score, DeSales 22, and Union no score. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Farmers Insurance kickoff upcoming for Alan Campos and the Irish, and penalty flag is thrown at the time that the ball was launched by Alan Campos, and the Irish are going to be flagged, I think, for offside, Steve.
Yeah, that's more than likely the call, and it's just somebody ran faster than Campos did, and it happens. This is where the headlines has to call the signal it himself, and a lot of times they're a first-year official. This guy's been around for a while. And that's so funny to watch him make such an easy call and show the signals, but they are so nervous to do it. And I probably was too, but not anymore.
So the ball comes back to the 35-yard line. The Irish will re-kick. The sales flag for the second time in the ball game. And we await the official's whistle, and we'll try the Farmers Insurance kickoff one more time. The run forward, and the kick going to be a line drive. Going to be taken on a couple of bounces by Davenport. He's to the 20-yard line. Looks to go to the far side of the field, and he regrets that decision. Jimenez was there for the special teams, but making first contact, Anakin Houchin, Steve.
Yeah, and what I'm seeing is they're doing a better job of staying in their lanes, and they're maintaining their assignment, and so that puts them in position to make those tackles, and that was well done. That was well covered. And I'm sure that even the coaches from the other team are seeing that and going, wow, that's amazing.
First and 10 Union at its 25-yard line. 55 seconds left in the first quarter. DeSales 22 and Union no score. Four receivers, empty backfield. Here's a pass to the near side. The ball is going to be caught. And one tackle is broken, but not a second tackle. A good, solid tackle on the near side on the receptor, if you will. Caleb Bingham with the tackle on Asher Fite. And Fite is stopped after a one-yard advance, Steve.
Yeah, and Sam Kolb did a good job of slowing him down. He made the initial hit, and I think they bounced off each other a little bit. So just wrap up a little better, Sam, and you'll get that guy. Nice job on the read, though.
Second down, a long nine to go for Union at its 25-and-a-half-yard line. Dawson Miller back to pass. Here comes the rush. Pass over the middle, underthrown and incomplete. And boy, it's a good thing because number 23, K.J. Claybaum, was wide open near the midfield stripe, Steve.
Yeah, and Hudson Hall and number 32, Manning Filing, did a great job of pressuring the quarterback and made him have to make a rush throw. And even though it was only two against four, plus the quarterback, that's still as the numbers were in our favor on that time.
So third down and a long nine for Union at its 25-and-a-half-yard line. Two receivers out to the right. Single set back in the backfield with Dawson Miller, the quarterback. Man in motion to the near side is Derek Miller, and the pass to the far side is behind the intended receiver and incomplete. Claybaum was out there on the far side. He was open, but the pass behind him and incomplete, Steve.
Yeah, Mateo Jimenez was right there in his face and did a good job of causing that missed pass. So, yeah, I guess you can consider that a defensive stop with that pass. Nice job.
So three and out for Union. It's punt time. Carlos Jimenez back in punt formation. Takes the snap chest high. Gets the kick away. Jason Guest will field at the 48-yard line, 50, 45, and he's taken out of bounds on the near sideline by Claybaum after a 10-yard return to the Union. Yeah, let's call it the Union 41-yard line, a return of 11, Steve.
Yeah, and Sam Culp did a good job. He was kind of the up back there and was able to slow down the defense a little bit coming after Guest, and Guest was able to get at least another 5 yards of it because of Culp. That was a good job.
That was the third punt of the game for Union. Opponents came into this contest with just 4 punts through the first two games. Sales makes its way up to the line of scrimmage for a first down play, first and 10, at the Union 41-yard line. Guest in motion to the far side. Wood back to pass. Pass to the near side. Wide, wide open is Dominic Vazori. Mamma mia, he is in for an Edward Jones hammer and Hank Wharton first down. A Tompkins appliance touchdown. 41 yards. Cohen Wood to Dominic Vazori, Steve.
Yeah, you can go ahead and be excited about that one. That was a beautiful play. Somebody definitely missed an assignment from Union, and Dominic was wide open. Did you say he was suffering from the flu? If I'm going to suffer from the flu, I want to look like Dominic.
I was going to say. And for Dominic Vazori, his third touchdown reception of the season. He has 5 receptions overall. Another trip into the Premier Motors end zone. And now the Chase Electric 2-point conversion try. And a handoff to Bingham going off the left side. He fumbles the football into the end zone. It is still loose in the end zone. And it's still loose. Who's got on it? The Irish got on it. The Irish get on that bobble. And the ball was recovered in the end zone, I believe, by Mateo Jimenez. No, it was Manning Phelan, I beg your pardon.
So is that the luck of the Irish?
It certainly is.
Okay, I thought I'd seen that before, but and that was nice.
That brings to an end a first quarter dominated by the DeSales Irish. After one, DeSales 30, Union no score. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish! Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
The second quarter presented by ACO Janitorial Services. That 2-point conversion try presented by Chase Electric just before we went to the commercial break ruled no good. Apparently they ruled that Caleb Bingham's forward progress was stopped outside the goal line, Steve.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of guessing. We don't get that guy to stand up there with a radio announce it, but that looks like the best interpretation. Good job, Roy. You could have made it official.
Yeah. Cohen Wood in the first quarter, 5 of 7 for 118 yards and 3 touchdowns, 16 touchdown throws on the season. Now 58 for his Irish career. Farmers Insurance kickoff. Alan Campos to do the honors from the 40-yard line. Irish will be going from right to left here in the second quarter. And the kick is away to the far side. Going to go out of bounds at around the Union 20-yard line. So Union more than likely will start at its 35, Steve.
Yeah, I would think that would be your best choice if that's what they're going to do. You never know.
No,
some
you
guy, you ask the, you know, do you want the ball or do you want a first down or whatever? And you know, it's an easy question, and the kid will say, what? So we are dealing with high schoolers, and they're awesome, but every now and then they surprise you.
Ball at the 35-yard line. Union first down and 10 yards to go. DeSales 30. We'll make that DeSales 28. And Union no score. Here is a running play to the near side. It is Claybaugh, and he is tackled on the near side. A good, solid tackle by Sam Cole. A good gain, though, on first down. A gain of 5 for Claybaugh, Steve.
Yeah, they're finding Sam Cole, and he's doing a great job. He's stepping up, getting the job done. And we haven't got to call his name a whole lot, but all of a sudden he's doing a bang-up job. And let's call his name even more.
Good, solid tackle near side. But a good solid gain on first down for Union. Second down and 5 for the Bobcats at their 40-yard line. Two receivers out to the left. A single setback in the backfield with a quarterback, Dawson Miller. Takes the snap, going to pass to the far side. The pass is caught by Derek Miller. Middle of the field, avoids one tackler. To the near side he comes. And the Irish string the play out pretty well and limit the advance to 3 yards when it could have been a whole lot more, Steve.
Yeah, and there was a little shake and bake going on out there with trying to get fake out Campos, and Campos did a great job. He stayed on his feet, kept his feet moving, and was able to stay square with the running back, and that was a nice job. Nice job, Alan. Not only can he kick the ball a long ways, but he did a great job on defense.
Third down, 2 yards to go for Union at its 43-yard line. Wide side of the field to the left. And a pitch to the far side to Claybaugh. Fazari is in pursuit. He gets by Fazari, gets by Guest. He'll have an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down. He stiff-armed Tyce Wood far side. He advances to the DeSales 41-yard line. An outstanding run by Claybaugh, Steve.
And he just hit the angle on the Irish. He had it right and did a good job of blasting through that line of scrimmage and was able to gain a lot of positive yards. Good job.
First and 10 Union at the DeSales 41-yard line, wide side of the field to the right. Miller drops back to pass. Here comes the rush. He stands up in the pocket. Pass over the middle. The pass is caught, and it's going to go for an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down, a Tompkins Appliance touchdown. A 41-yard pass to Derek Miller from Dawson Miller, and the Bobcats are on the board with 10 minutes and 20 seconds remaining to be played in the second quarter, Steve.
Yeah, got rid of that goose egg, didn't we?
Yep.
There we go. And Union's a good ball club. They, you know, it's all right. The defense needs they need to be tested, and those kind of things are good for them.
Well, a fine, fine play on their part. Derek Miller, very explosive. 3 catches in the game now for 54 yards. And now the Chase Electric 2-point conversion. Going to be snuffed out by the Irish. Claybaugh looking to go around the far side. And he was tackled on the far side by a green shirt. A lot of guys over there. Jimenez was over there. Bingham was over there. Hall was over there. Hail, hail. Much of the Irish gang all there, and the Chase Electric 2-point conversion try fails after Union's first trip into the Premier Motors end zone. 10:20 remaining in the second quarter. It's now DeSales 28 and Union 6, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger?
Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Farmers Insurance Kickoff coming up for Carlos Jimenez and the Union Bobcats. We trail the DeSales Irish 28-6. End over end kick to the far side. Somebody better get on that ball. And Raymond does at the 11-yard line. Across the 15, he is across the 20. Taken out of bounds on the far sideline at around the DeSales 22-yard line. A very nice kick by Jimenez. And the Irish will start just across their 20, Steve.
Yeah, and the Union did a good job with a little razzle-dazzle there. They were going to fake an onside kick or something to that effect, and they just decided to go ahead and spread it out and do it for real. And they did a good job of covering that.
First and 10 for DeSales at the 21.5-yard line in Irish territory. Wide side of the field to the left. Receivers each way. Signals called by Wood. Claps the hands, takes the snap. Play action fake near side. It is wide open across the 20, across the 25. And Cohen will go out of bounds on the near sideline. Close to first down yardage. Okay. He goes out of bounds near side at the 30 for a gain of... Well, he got across the 30-yard line. He's going to be very close to an Edward Jones hammer and Hank Warden first down, but he's just short. A gain of 9, Steve.
Yeah, that's what I would call it. It was a nice run on his part. And if you can get 9 yards every time, I think we got to keep that guy. What do you think?
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Wide side of the field to the right, two receivers left. Second down, a yard to go. Inside handoff to Bingham. He'll have an Edward Jones hammer and Hank Warden first down. Still going is Caleb Bingham across the 40 to the 43-yard line. Oh, my goodness. Just keep the legs churning, my friend. And he did just that and has an Edward Jones hammer and Hank Warden first down at the Irish 42.5-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, he was towing white shirts everywhere. They might have tied him up to the school bus and got him down with that, but they did a good job of white shirts. All were on him, and he just kept moving. Nice job.
Irish up to the line of scrimmage. Receivers each way. Guest to the right. To the left is Raymond. Tight end Dominic Vazari lined up on the left. And Wood going to pitch to the far side to Bingham. He's across the 35, across the 40. Drags a tackler with him. Drags Davenport across the 45-yard line. Taken down at the 46. Well, we'll take that on first down, Steve. A gain of 4.
Yeah, that was, it was a good pitch. He suckered in the defense and got him to commit to him and then pitched the ball out. And everybody could see that the pitch was probably going to happen. But Cohen Wood's doing a great job. Let's make it this rephrase that. Doing an outstanding job with that option.
Here, Minyagi Hauling Services score, 9 minutes and counting left in the second quarter. DeSales 28, Union 6. Irish, 3 receivers, 2 left, 1 right. Cohen Wood in the shotgun formation. Bobcat showing blitz. Back to passes Wood. Rolls to the near side, avoids a man. Pass to the near side is overthrown and incomplete. Good pressure by the Bobcats, forcing that incompletion. Jason Guest, the intended receiver near side, Steve.
Yeah, and Cohen Wood, to be honest with you, he was running for his life. He had plenty of white shirts facing him, and he just overthrew Jason Guest a little bit. Nice job, though, Cohen. Way to avoid the tackle.
Third down, a half dozen yards to go for the Irish at their 46-yard line. Clock stops on the incompletion, 8:43 remaining before halftime. Irish up to the line of scrimmage, Tyce Wood, receiver to the far side. Inside of him is Jason Guest, receiver out to the left as well, an empty backfield. Three down linemen for the Bobcats, and Wood to pass. Pass near side, the pass is incomplete. Miscommunication there on the near side as Raymond continued to run down the field. A pass behind him, an incomplete. Derek Miller with the coverage near side for Union, Steve.
Yeah, that's a rare misstep. They definitely weren't on the same page on that one, but... It happens. I'd like to say it doesn't, but I'd be lying.
Fourth down, 6 yards to go for DeSales at its 46-yard line. The Irish up to the line of scrimmage. Going to go for it. Two receivers left. Bingham in the backfield with Wood. And he takes the snap. Backpedals the pass. Going to loop a pass near side. The pass overthrown and incomplete. Looking for Jason Guest. That is three straight incompletions by Cohen Wood and Union with the momentum. They take over on downs, do the Bobcats at the DeSales 46-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, that's good position for the Bobcats, and let's see what they can produce with this. And the missed pass, it just happens. I think you know they got pressured a little bit. Everybody in the building knew that they were going to pass. So,
first and 10 for Union at the DeSales 46-yard line. Irish 28, Bobcats 6, 8:36 remaining to be played in the second quarter of this eight-man football game. Hope you're enjoying our coverage from Ty Baffney Field. Eric Miller in motion far side, a fake to Miller from Miller. His pass to the near side is underthrown and incomplete. A penalty flag is down near the line of scrimmage. It was thrown by the official back about 20 or so yards behind the line of scrimmage. Might be illegal use of hands on the defense, but we'll see.
Nope, face mask.
Face mask going to be the call.
Now we have to tell us which direction. That against us.
So let's see if it's incidental or if it's flagrant.
He's not going to tell us. It's a secret. It's an incidental.
It's 5 yards. Okay. 5-yard penalty against the Irish. Make it first and 5 for Union at the DeSales 41. Two receivers right. Wide side of the field. Now a man in motion out of the backfield is Claybaum. Miller back to pass. Going to throw a deep ball near side. It is well underthrown. Could be picked off. It's knocked away and incomplete by Mateo Jimenez. A diving effort on the part of Mateo as that pass badly underthrown and incomplete. And a nice knock away on the part of Jimenez, Steve.
Yeah, I would like to see that one again. I'm not sure that he didn't get deflected when he was coming forward with his arm because that ball didn't go with anything on it. It was straight up in the air.
So second and 5 for Union at the DeSales 41, 8:27 remaining in the second quarter. DeSales 28, Union 6. That is your Manyagi Hauling Services score. Pitch to the near side. Here is Claybaum. He is to the 40. Breaks a tackle. He's inside the 35. Breaks another tackle. He's inside the 30. He's still on his feet along the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline. Finally taken out of bounds on the near sideline by Manning Filant and Mateo Jimenez. But he gets all the way to the DeSales 20-yard line, perhaps the 19th, Steve.
Yeah, he did a good job. He was moving his feet. He kept pushing forward. And our guys got to wrap up. Like, you can't just push them out of bounds because some of these guys are elusive like that. Nice job.
So an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down for the Bobcats at the DeSales 19-yard line. Wide side of the field to the left. Two backs in the backfield along with Miller. And he fakes to the first back, gives to the second back. That is Davenport. Davenport to the 16-yard line for a gain of 3, and it looks like there's an Irish player flat on his back, Steve.
Yeah, that was just about everybody in the middle there that got him, tackled him. So, nice job. That was number 32, Manning Filant. He's going to have to come out for one play. I hope he's okay. He's running like he's okay.
And that's good. Delightful young man.
I can't imagine, after meeting his dad, I can't imagine he wouldn't be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Dad was a nice visit last week.
Very, very classy. Good egg. So a gain of 3 yards on the play to the 16.5-yard line. Second down, a long 7 to go for Union. 4 minutes gone here in the second quarter, 28-6 to DeSales. Receivers each way. Davenport in the backfield along with Dawson Miller. Now Derek Miller in motion going to take a pitch and he's going to set up to throw. Looking to throw. Here comes the rush. He gets rid of the ball. He throws the ball away to the near side. That could easily be intentional grounding. A good strong rush by Alan Campos. and a penalty flag is thrown on the near side, and I'm thinking it's going to be intentional grounding against the Bobcats, and what a rush by the green shirt, Steve.
Yeah, that is a delayed call. It always looks bad, but you have, because the white hat should call it, but he's looking at the passer, not where the receivers are. So they have to communicate with the side guy and figure it out, and it'll always be a delayed call. It'll always look bad.
And I think they're going to march this off from where the ball was thrown, outside the 25-yard line.
That is correct.
Looks like the spot of the foul is around the 28 into Sales territory. They're going to walk it off back outside the Irish 30. Ball going to be spotted at the 33, Steve, and it's a loss of down as well.
That is true. I'm impressed. You knew that signal. Good job.
All right. So the ball back to the 33. There was a temporary timeout period. And once play is resumed, Union will be facing third down and 24 yards to go at the DeSales 33-yard line. Bobcats up to the line of scrimmage. 7:48 left in the second quarter. 28-6 DeSales. Miller takes the snap, going to pitch it to Claybaum. Around the far side he goes, and hot pursuit is Bingham, and Bingham will bring him down inside the 30-yard line at around the 27 or 28-yard line. Good positive yardage, but fourth down is upcoming, Steve.
Yeah, and Caleb Bingham just came out of the backfield and just pursued, did a great job, and pulled him to the ground. Pretty much said, hi, I'm Caleb Bingham.
So that'll bring a fourth down and long yardage. The Bobcats need the Irish 9-yard line to achieve an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down. Two backs in the backfield. Miller back to pass. No surprise there on fourth and long. Going to throw a pass down the middle. It's a wounded duck and intercepted by Malachi Raymond at the DeSales 1, perhaps 2-yard line.
That it's the hardest thing to teach youngsters to deflect the pass. But that would have been a great time to knock it down. Just knock it down, let it be an incomplete pass. But we're going to take over on downs on the 2-yard line. So let's see what we can do.
The fourth interception of the year for the DeSales defense, the first for Malachi Raymond. So the bad news is DeSales in poor field position. The good news is they turn Union aside. Union unable to come up with points despite an appearance in the red zone. And that interception by Raymond coming just outside the Premier Motors end zone. First and 10 for DeSales. Irish up at the line of scrimmage. And Wood is under center. Going to take it up the middle. And Cohen Wood, good, positive yardage. He's out across the 5-yard line. And he advances to the 7-yard line. So good positive yardage there. A gain of 5 yards on the play, Steve.
Yeah, and it'll give us some breathing room and give him some room to work back there. So good job, Cohen Wood. Only 95 more to go.
He has 67 yards rushing in the ball game. Second down, 5 yards to go for the Irish. This time a shotgun formation. And a handoff to Bingham, and there goes Caleb Bingham in the defensive backfield, and he will have an Edward Jones hammer and Hank Warden first down at the Irish 18-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, Caleb just exploded through that line of scrimmage, got into the secondary, and made all the secondary collapse on and get him, and that's exactly what happened. So nice job, Caleb. Way to get into the secondary.
8 carries, 71 yards in the game thus far for Caleb Bingham. And the Irish with the ball at their 18-yard line. We're at the midway point of the second quarter. Yamanyagi Hauling Services score to Sales, 28, Union 6. And Wood, play action fake, drops back to pass, sets up, throws a deep ball far side. Receiver is there, and receiver has it, and it's Guest! 20, 15, 10, 5. Guess who's coming to dinner? An Edward Jones, hammer and Hank Warden first down, a Tompkins appliance touchdown. 82 yards, Cohen Wood to Jason Guest. And unfortunately, a penalty flag is thrown behind the play. And I'm guessing the Irish are going to be flagged for excessive celebration. as Guest got inside the five and dove into the Premier Motors end zone to complete the play, Steve.
Yeah, if this is the NCAA or the NFL, you get to do that. But in high school, you do not. And that's exactly what it was. It is still a touchdown, and it's going to be unsportsmanlike. And that goes against Jason Guest. And if he does it one more time, he's out. So I can't imagine Jason doing it two times in one game. But what the heck, he got to do it once.
What a play that was. The Irish going 90-plus yards in very little time at all, Steve.
Yeah, that was a beautifully well-executed and well-called. The coaches did a good job of calling the plays, and I like it. So we're going to back them up 15 to try for that two-point play.
I was just going to ask you, do they assess the penalty now or on the kickoff?
They have the option of doing it either way. The Union could take it on the kickoff, or they can take it against up here. And it looks like they may be taking it on the kickoff.
Which means when Alan Campos in a few moments delivers the Farmers Insurance kickoff, he'll be doing it from the 25-yard line instead of the 40. Irish up to the line of scrimmage for the Chase Electric two-point conversion attempt. Two receivers on the left, Tyce Wood, and inside of him is Ben Garcia. Wide to the far side is Malachi Raymond. And Wood will pass to the far side, looking for Raymond. The pass knocked away beautifully and incomplete by Derek Miller. An outstanding defensive play to deny the Irish on the Chase Electric two-point conversion try. With 5:44 remaining in the second quarter, DeSales 34 and Union 6. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Ready to make some big changes in your home? Here at Connor's Flooring and Design, we understand that investing in new flooring, tile, countertops, and window coverings involves big decisions that you want to get right the first time. Since 1974, our family-owned business has helped you find the right materials for your home and budget, working with local licensed pro installers to ensure your investment will perform. Come see us today and get a free estimate. Experience our Golden Rule service at Connor's Flooring and Design.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
5 minutes, 44 seconds remaining to be played in the second quarter of this eight-man football game. The DeSales Irish, 34. The Union Bobcats, 6. The Irish will be delivering a Farmers Insurance kickoff from the 25-yard line, the excessive celebration penalty enforced on this upcoming Farmers Insurance kickoff, Steve.
Yeah, it's a big penalty, but I totally agree with it. This is high school. There's no room for that. And I'm sure the coaches will talk to him, and I can't imagine Jason will ever do that again.
Thus far in the game, Jason Guest, 3 receptions for 109 yards and 2 touchdowns. A marvelous night. And a reverse. Derek Miller going to take a pitch. Middle of the field. He's across the 35. He's across the 40. 45, 50. Look out. Down the near side. He's to the 30. The 20. He's going to go all the way for a Tompkins Appliance touchdown.
Yeah, that was a nice run by number one. He just got the seam and was off and running. Derek Miller. It was a great run.
Miller was fielded at the 28-yard line. The fielder of that Farmers Insurance kickoff, advancing a couple of yards upfield and pitching the ball to Miller. And I said it before, and I'll say it again, the coaching staff coming into this game very concerned about the explosive capabilities of one Derek Miller, and he shows it there on a long kickoff return for a Tompkins Appliance touchdown. A 70-yard kickoff return, and now the Chase Electric two-point conversion. Dawson Miller pass far side. It's overthrown and incomplete. He was looking for Asher Fight for the pass overthrown and incomplete. The Chase Electric two-point conversion fails after Union's second entry into the Premier Motors end zone. 5:29 remaining in the second quarter. It's now DeSales 34 and Union 12, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
Change is inevitable, and the change of life events is something we all live through, whether it's the joy of a new marriage or partnership, or the stress and emotion of arranging long-term care for a parent. Financial advisor Nick Lyons of D.A. Davidson is committed to providing trusted advice through life's key moments. Life changes fast. Lyons Investment Planning is ready to help. Visit Nick at 102 West Main Street, an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Farmers Insurance kickoff about to be delivered by Carlos Jimenez of the Union Bobcats. Union scoring just a few moments ago, running a kickoff back for a touchdown. 5:29 remaining in the second quarter. DeSales 34 and Union 12. That is your Minyaki Hauling Services score. Official's whistle has sounded. The run forward by Jimenez. Straight on kicker. Kicks it to the far side. It is taken by Raymond at the 24-yard line. He's to the 25-yard line, 30. He's to the 35. He's to the 40. Far side, 45, and tackled near the midfield stripe. A little shake and bake, a little dance back there around the 25-yard line by Malachi Raymond. Waited for the blocking to get set. It did, and he advances to midfield, Steve.
Yeah, Malachi did a great job on that run, and I that shake and bake, I think, fooled me up here even.
Yes. First and 10 for DeSales at midfield. 5:20 left before halftime. Two receivers out to the left. Cohen Wood at quarterback. Bingham is behind him. And Bingham will get the pitch near side. Here he comes. Looks to avoid a tackler, but no. Davenport holds on to him magnificently. That was a very good effort on his part. And then helping Davenport on the tackle at the line of scrimmage was number 23, Claybaum, Steve.
Yeah, Caleb Bingham does a better job when he keeps square to that line of scrimmage and just blasts through that line. But got himself twisted a little bit, and they strung him out, and he was only able to get a half a yard. So,
second down, a short 10 to go for the Irish. Up they come to the line of scrimmage, wide side of the field to the right. Receivers each way. Jason Guest on the far side. Near side, Malachi Raymond. And Wood back to pass. Here comes the rush. Gets a block. Avoids one tackler. He'll advance for positive yardage. Be taken out of bounds on the near side. A penalty flag is down on the near side as he advances to the Union 46-yard line. Now let's check on the penalty flag. I'm guessing it's going to go against the offense, but we'll wait and see.
It normally does in this situation. Oh, yep.
Illegal procedure is the call against the Irish. And Union will accept the penalty. And the Irish will be facing second down and long yardage at the 46 in DeSales territory, Steve.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they did, but I think the referee just was a little slow on that flag. But I thought for sure that was going to be in a holding or something where that was thrown at.
Five penalties in the game for the Irish for 39 yards. They came into the game, 10 penalties on the season for 61 yards. Irish up to the line of scrimmage, second down, 14 yards to go. Two receivers to the right, one left, and Wood to pass. Pass near side, caught by Raymond. Dukes a man outside the 45, going to be spun down by Derek Miller. But he's ahead for an Edward Jones hammer and Hank Warden first down just inside the Union 40-yard line, I do believe, Steve.
Yeah, and I'm going to give Union props for redressing, Malachi after they undressed him down there, probably ripped his shirt off, but he was a good thing his shirt stretched because he was able to get a first down on that. Nice job, Malachi. Way to hustle. Yes. And I've got to give Union credit, man. That's pretty good sportsmanship. And we got the Irish coming up to the line.
Wide side of the field to the right. Two receivers right, one left. Empty backfield. Wood claps the hands. Raymond was in motion, and now it is Wood exploding near side. It's going to be a foot race. He's going to be tackled. He's going to be tackled deep, deep, deep in Union territory. Davenport with a touchdown, saving tackle. Another Edward Jones hammer and Hank Warden first down for the Irish inside the 20-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, that was an impressive run by Cohen Wood. I mean, I don't know where he finds it, but he found another gear in there and just shifted gears and blasted through that secondary. Nice run.
Five carries in the game for 90 yards. That advance to the Union 17-yard line. First down, 10 yards to go for the Irish, who unofficially have 14 Edward Jones, Hammer, and Hank Warden first downs in this ball game. 3.5 minutes and counting left in the second quarter. 34-12 to Sales. That is your Manyagi Hauling Services score. Empty backfield again. Wood to pass. Pass far side. It is caught by Guest, and Guest will be tackled on the far side, but good positive yardage. A gain of 5 on the play to the far side. A nice solid tackle by Claybaum, far side, Steve.
Yeah, and that was a good reception, good hookup, and positive yards, 5 yards on that. Take that every time. That'd be awesome.
Well, let's see, a gain of 4 on the play.
Is it? It is. I might be good enough for still being official. I can't see that far. I can see it, just not as good as I used to.
Second down and 6 for the Irish at the Union 13-yard line, wide side of the field to the left. And we have a penalty flag thrown as Bingham takes the hand up, goes up the middle and into the end zone. But I'm guessing that this touchdown will be coming back. Probably for illegal shift or illegal procedure, Steve.
Yeah, if they ran the play, it should be an illegal shift, but they didn't let the play stop or make the play stop, so it was an illegal procedure, so somebody left early.
So a 5-yard penalty against the Irish will make it second down and 11 yards to go for DeSales at the Union 18-yard line. 2:34 remaining in the second quarter. Your Manyagi Hauling Services score, DeSales 34 and Union 12, Steve.
Yeah, and you know, if Bingham ran the last one in, I'd let him run this one in, too.
Yeah, why not?
You know, did we ever see Baffney do that?
Many times.
And you know what? Bingham's definitely that good.
Wide side of the field to the left. Receivers each way. Raymond to the left and Guest to the right. Signals called by Cohen Wood, the junior quarterback. Takes the snap. Pitch near side. Taken by Bingham. Inside the 20, inside the 15. Gets by a man at the 10, 5, and into the end zone. And Edward Jones, Hammer, and Hank Warden first down. A Tompkins Appliance touchdown. A run of 18 yards by Caleb Bingham, Steve.
Yep, Caleb Bingham was not going to be denied. They had him right at the line of scrimmage, and he made a cut, and that was all he needed. He found the seam and made it through the secondary without being touched. That was a nice job. And like I said, just give it to Caleb. He did a good job.
Well, you called it.
I know.
You called it, my friend.
I'd be a heck of a football coach, but
or a
no,
soothsayer.
Not really. Yeah.
Chase Electric 2-point conversion after another Irish trip into the Premier Motors end zone. Pass near side for the Chase Electric 2-point conversion is good to Malachi Raymond with 2:27 remaining in the second quarter. DeSales 42 and Union 12, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings.
801 West Poplar Street, and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Give the gift that keeps on giving. Quality vehicle service and repair at Walla Walla Transmission. We service all makes and models with ASC certified technicians who have decades of experience. We can repair it all, from your large diesel 4x4s to your high performance sports cars and everything in between. Walla Walla Transmission provides complete auto repair and service. Call today to learn more. 525-8710. That's 525-8710. Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Awaiting another Farmers Insurance kickoff by Alan Campos and the Irish. 227 remaining in the second quarter, to Sales 42 and Union 12, Steve.
Yeah, and I like kicking off from the 40 a whole lot better than I do the 25.
Absolutely. Now the run forward by Campos. And Allen will kick it to the far side and kick it out of bounds. And considering they ran the last kickoff back for a score, probably a smart move on the part of the green shirt, Steve.
Yep, they'll either get to back it up 5 and re-kick it, or they'll take it at the 35. I doubt they'll take the results of the kick because he kicked it down there nicely. So, and like we were talking about earlier, both of these teams are undefeated, and I bet you both teams have seen a lot of running clock this year. And so this is a good game, good contest for both of them. Unfortunately, somebody has to lose, but they both need this experience.
Two backs in the backfield, along with the quarterback Dawson Miller, first and 10 Union at its 35-yard line. Miller is back to pass, good pocket, pass over the middle, is underthrown and incomplete.
Yeah, and it was I'm going to have to give credit to the defensive front three on that one because they did a good job of pressuring that quarterback. They got through the line of scrimmage and just disrupted his timing. So I'm pretty impressed.
And on his last four tries, Miller, incomplete, incomplete, interception, incomplete. Second down, 10 yards to go for Union at its 35-yard line. This time an eye in the backfield. He bobbles the snap and is going to fall on it back at around the 32-yard line.
And that's a wise decision. That's something that doesn't always happen in high school. A lot of times they try to overdo it and they'll try to pick it up. Next thing you know, the defense has got it. So that was a smart decision. I'm impressed.
Third down coming up. Third down, a baker's dozen to go for Union at its 32-yard line. 42-12 to Sales, 1:54 and counting left in the second quarter. Crips formation right, one receiver left, equal running room to either side. Dawson Miller back to pass, pass to the near side, caught by Derek Miller, and he avoids a tackle attempt by Kolb. Now three Irish defenders are going to smother him at the 40-yard line after a passing advance of 8 yards, Steve.
Yep, and Hudson Hall introduced himself. But Kolb did another good job. I mean, granted, he's just getting shoestrings right now, but he's reading the receivers well and doing a good job. So I'm going to give him his props. Nicely done. And cool. If you don't mind, can I say hi to somebody?
Absolutely.
I want to say to one of the teachers at Cove High School, and that is a teacher, Madison Barr.
Fourth down, 5 yards to go for Union. Wide side of the field to the left, two receivers each way. Miller to pass. Here comes the rush. He gets rid of the ball down the near side. The pass is caught by Davenport, and he's driven out of bounds near side by Guest, but he'll have an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down into Sales territory at the 30-yard line. A passing advance of 30 yards, Steve.
Yeah, and that was a good hookup. I mean, the quarterback was able to get something on that and throw it down, and was a perfect strike. And I was impressed. Nicely done. So first down, and we're going to have to slow them down. We got 58 seconds left to go in this quarter. So let's see if we can make a stand. And I was going to tell you, Madison Barr was one of my starting catchers at Battleground High School. And she's an outstanding young lady, and I can imagine being a good teacher.
Well, the gain was 29 yards on the previous play to the 31. And here's a wide running play far side. Claybaum going to go out of bounds on the far side and around the DeSales 25-yard line. But more importantly for Union, he gets out of bounds far side to stop the clock with 50 seconds remaining to be played in the second quarter. Steve, he picks up 6 yards on the play.
Yeah, and he took out some good tacklers down there that normally don't fail.
Wide side of the field to the right, and back to pass is Miller, and is he going to be sacked? He is! Hudson Hall will throw him down at the 30-yard line.
Yeah, Hudson Hall got a hold of his shirt and was not going to let go. Nicely done, right in the middle of the field. So they're going to have to call timeout or try to hustle this play up. That's what they're going to do.
Down to 30 seconds left in the second quarter. Third down, 9 yards to go for Union at the DeSales 30. Miller back to pass, and he is overrun. Got rid of the football somehow, some way. Hall again in his face. Dominic Fazari was also there, Steve.
Yeah, Hudson Hall is getting through that line of scrimmage. And it's amazing when you play in the line like that, you all of a sudden find a seam and you can get to that quarterback. It makes for a fun day.
23 seconds remaining in the second quarter, 42-12 in favor of DeSales. A fourth down and 9 coming up for Union at the DeSales 30-yard line. Let's see if the defense can come up big here. Two receivers out to the left, two receivers right. Empty backfield, equal running room to either side. Dawson Miller to pass. Here comes the rush. Fazari from the outside. He breaks a tackle. A penalty flag is thrown as he advances to the far side and is taken out of bounds at around the 25-yard line of the Irish. And I'm guessing Union is going to be flagged for a hold. And I'm thinking the Irish will refuse the penalty and let the play stand.
He should tell you right now.
And they will.
Yep. Sometimes what you do is you tell the you kind of tell the captain what you're going to do. We got holding. We're going to decline it, and you're going to get the ball. And they go, oh, okay, I like that. So it make it easy on them.
So the Irish will take over on downs at their 26-yard line with 16 seconds remaining to be played in the second quarter. A lengthy, lengthy first half of play. But with 54 points on the board, I guess that's part of the reason, right?
Yeah, there you go. It's been a longer quarter, that's for sure.
Irish in a tight formation. Wood under center, going to take the snap and go to one knee back inside the 25-yard line, and that's going to do it for the first half as the teams retreat to their respective Biagi Appraisal Services sidelines. And here at the halftime, the DeSales Irish leading the Union Bobcats 42-12. Coming up next, the Tallman's Pharmacy halftime report after a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Is your heating and cooling system letting you down? Is it too hot in the summer and too cold in the winter? Hi, I'm Terry with Total Comfort Solutions, and we hear this a lot. Older systems are costly to run and very unreliable. Here at Total Comfort Solutions, we have just the fix. High efficient, reliable heating and cooling systems for as low as $130 per month. Act now, and we can even throw in some rebate money. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Taussig Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat Menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat Menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good.
Imagine your child has a cavity filled and leaves the dentist with no numbness. None. Dr. Stacy at Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry is the first and only dentist in the community to utilize the cutting-edge technology called Solia. It's a powerful dental laser that allows most procedures to be done without a drill or local anesthesia. Your child will be able to eat and talk normally after the appointment and go right back to school. To learn more, call Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry at 522-0555. That's 522-0555.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
And welcome back to Tybe Affney Field on the DeSales High School campus. Along with Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia, the DeSales Irish leading the Union Bobcats here at halftime. This 8-man football game, DeSales 42 and Union 12. Now, welcome you to our halftime report. It is presented by our friends at Tallman's Pharmacy. In the store or to your door, we deliver. Tallman's Pharmacy, 4 West Main Street in Walla Walla. We begin our Tallman's Pharmacy halftime report with a volleyball update. Delighted to be joined by DeSales head volleyball coach Steve Ruthven. And, Coach, another busy week for the Lady Irish.
It was a busy week, and it's still going. Tuesday night, Liberty Christian came to town. We played them very well, got out to a good start with the first set win, but then stumbled a little bit and lost the next three, and Liberty Christian prevailed on that one. Last night we ran up to Sunnyside Christian, and believe it or not, it was the same results. We came out and handled them fairly easy the first set, and their crowd got them going, and we played three more tough sets, but they prevailed in that as well. Tomorrow, Chesterton comes to town with a 12:30 JV match and about a 1:45 varsity match. Chesterton is from Spokane. We played them before, and they sometimes come down here and they play us, and then they'll travel out, maybe play Touchier over to the Tri-Cities and play Tri-City Prep or Liberty Christian, and then head back up to Spokane. So it's nice to have them down here tomorrow.
So what's it going to take for the Lady Irish to ride the ship and get things turned around?
Well, I think if you watched us in just this last week when we were up at Riverside Christian last Thursday, we did not look like a team. There were a lot of errors, a lot of serve receive errors, and it looked like a little bit of chaos out there on the court. In 1 week, we've turned out to be a team that is unified. We're playing a lot better ball, and now it's just getting some of those younger players experienced and getting the skills on some of the older players toughened up a little bit, and we'll be right there.
Well, there's no question. You know, we've talked about it in our past interviews that this is a young and inexperienced team, and there are going to be a lot of opportunities for growth, and I guess there were those opportunities this week. It's about, yes, starting strong, but you also want to finish strong as well.
It is, and I think we've got to get to the point where when we come out hot and we stay hot and don't retreat a little bit, that is easier said than done a lot of times. But I think the girls have got it in them. They learned a lot last night with how they played, and we had good discussions on it today at practice, and I think we'll move forward.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the time very, very much. I'm guessing that next week is going to be a busy one as well.
It is. We play host to Yakima Tribal on Tuesday night and then Prescott on Thursday. Both of those will be good matches. You know, it really surprised me this year how balanced the league is. There haven't been too many walkaways on matches. The other night, Prescott beat Wava in three, which congratulations to Prescott. They've always got tough defense out there, and they must be getting some offense together this year, and they're doing a good job.
Well, we look forward to speaking with you next week. And how cool is it to have four straight home football games and five of the last six going to be played here regular season here at Tide Avenue Field?
Yeah, it means I guess you'll be listening to me a little bit more. So
that's fine with me.
Thanks, Rick.
All right, Coach. Thank you very, very much. DeSales volleyball coach Steve Ruthven bringing to an end our volleyball update for this week. And our halftime score is DeSales 42 and Union 12. In just a few moments, we will be joined by DeSales Athletic Director Nick Hazeltine for our Athletic Director's Update. That comes your way next when the Tallman's Pharmacy Halftime Report continues after a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. While we focus on serving Walla Walla County, people come from far and wide to experience our different way of doing things. Seattle, Tacoma, LeGrand, Baker, Ontario, Boise, The Dalles, Hood River, Portland, Salt Lake City, and even Los Angeles, California. I'm constantly amazed at how far people are willing to travel to come buy a new Toyota from us. Come see us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
People often ask how to avoid dog bites. First, never approach a strange dog, especially one that's tied up, behind a fence, or in a car. Don't pet a dog without letting them see and sniff you first. Never run away from a dog. Dogs naturally chase and catch fleeing prey. Don't surprise a dog that is sleeping, eating, chewing a toy, or caring for puppies. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And back once again at Time Affney Field on the DeSales High School campus, along with Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia. The DeSales Irish leading the Union Bobcats here at halftime by a score of 42-12. And our Tallman's Pharmacy halftime report continues with an athletic director's update presented by the local Knights of Columbus, Michael Floor Council number 766 in Walla Walla. Delighted to be joined once again by DeSales athletic director Nick Hazeltine. And Nick, a busy, busy week for Irish athletics. What else is new?
Yeah, Roy, absolutely. Finally get to kick off our first home game here at Tibe Affney Field, which is awesome. But really tomorrow we have a non-league volleyball matchup here at the school. And after that kicks off our homecoming week as we have hall decorating tomorrow for the students, have our big pep rally on Monday night, and then to follow volleyball Tuesday, Thursday evening, football Friday evening. So a busy, busy week of activities kind of kicking off tomorrow with the volleyball and then the hall decorating.
And what an exciting time it is. Homecoming is always a very, very special time.
Yeah, absolutely. It just is one of those weeks where you get to really display that school spirit, display that Irish pride, and kind of look around at the students that are there and how they are celebrating all week at school, and really celebrating that school spirit. But then alumni who came before them, seeing a lot of different alumni come through the school and different alumni that will be featured and different alumni that we get to celebrate as well. So it's just it's a fun week. It's a good week. It just kind of reminds you once again why you're here and why we do what we do and just the fun and the greatness it is to be a part of the Walla Walla Catholic school system.
Now, I hear over the speakers right now the song The Final Countdown playing. It's the final countdown to homecoming. And it's also the final countdown, can you believe it, in 2 weeks, Sausage Fest 2025.
Yeah, it's always busy around here. So this is really the kickoff and a stretch of home football games for the Irish fans over the next several weeks. And we get homecoming next week, but then the week after that we get Sausage Fest. So you go from one big week to the next big week. And, it's just a great time. It's a great time to be around. It's a great time to be active. And especially as an athletic director, just to get to have all these events, have the crowds. We had a big volleyball matchup Tuesday against Liberty Christian, huge crowd. Had a middle school volleyball the next day, another big crowd. And, we get first middle school football game yesterday. We get this today. It's just, it's fun, it's busy, and it's good to be busy. It's good to have all these kids active and, supporting each other. It's a lot of fun.
And next week, the Irish will be playing host to Yakima Nation Tribal. The week after that should be a honey of a contest against Liberty Spangle. And I understand that Liberty Spangle game in 2 weeks looks like it might be moved from Friday to Saturday.
Well, so we just got confirmation that it's going to be a 3 p.m. Friday game. 3 p.m. Friday game because of officials. And very fortunate. That was a week we're supposed to play Tushy. They don't have a varsity team this year, so our JV actually played a matchup against them early in the week, and the JV got a win against Tushy early in the week in a JV contest. Liberty Spangle, an 11-man school, a 2B school, had an opening, and they're going to come play an eight-man game. It's been several years since we've played Liberty Spangle, but definitely a bit of a playoff rivals in years past when we were an 11-man school, and definitely think that's going to be a really tough contest for us. So really excited about that one in a couple weeks.
So 3 o'clock on the
Friday
in October. Fair enough. Well, Nick, we appreciate the time very, very much. All the best to you and all concerned in the DeSales Athletic Department and Walla Walla Catholic Schools.
All right. Thanks, Roy. Thanks, Steve.
Look forward to talking to you next week. That's DeSales Athletic Director Nick Hazeltine bringing to an end our Athletic Director's Update presented by the local Knights of Columbus Michael Floor Council 766 in Walla Walla. We're now going to continue our Tallman's Pharmacy Halftime Report with the score DeSales 42 and Union 12 with halftime statistics presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Eddie Unk at the MacArthur Company. Basco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. The statistical story for DeSales in the first half, a darn good one. Cohen Wood leading the way with 90 yards rushing on 5 carries. Caleb Bingham with 10 totes in the first half for 89 yards. And both Cohen Wood and Caleb Bingham scoring touchdowns on the ground in the first half. Cohen Wood from 48 yards out, and Caleb Bingham with an 18-yard rush for a score. DeSales unofficially, my goodness, with 15 Edward Jones, Hammer, and Hank Wharton first downs in the first half. The Irish did not fumble in the first half of play. And what a first half for Cohen Wood. 8 completions in 13 attempts, 219 yards, and 4 touchdowns. 17 touchdowns on the season, 59 for his Irish career. Jason Guest with 4 grabs in the first half for 113 yards and 2 touchdowns. Malachi Raymond, a couple of grabs for 35 and 1 score. And Dominic Fazzari, 2 catches for 71 yards and 1 touchdown. The Irish were flagged 6 times in the first half for 44 yards. DeSales did not punt in the first half of this ball game. For the Union Bobcats, they were led by the 69 yards rushing of K.J. Claybaugh on 9 carries. In the first half, Union with 6 Edward Jones, Hank Wharton first downs, 3 rushing and 3 passing. They did have a fumble in the first half, did not lose it. Dawson Miller, the quarterback, threw for 105 yards in the first half, 17 attempts for the Union quarterback. He completed 7 for those 105 yards. He had 1 touchdown pass in the first half, was also intercepted 1 time, the interception by DeSales' Malachi Raymond. Derek Miller in the first half with 4 receptions for 62 yards to lead the Union Bobcats. Union in the first half called for 3 penalties for 27 yards, and they punted 3 times in the first half for an average of 27 yards per kick. That will do it for our halftime statistics. They were presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Eddie Unk at the MacArthur Company. Basco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. That's going to do it for our halftime report. It was presented by our friends at Tallman's Pharmacy. In the store or to your door, we deliver. Tallman's Pharmacy, 4 West Main Street in Walla Walla. Just a couple of minutes, we will have the third quarter. It will be presented by ACO Janitorial Services. And in mere moments, we will have our first Farmers Insurance kickoff of half number 2, Steve.
Yeah, and I'm going to talk about Cohen Wood a little bit. And you talked about he was 13, 8 for 13. And I think that the 5 that were dropped were because he was rushed from the defense. The Bobcats have done a great job getting into that backfield. And that's good for Cohen to get some experience with that, because as we progress down the season, we're going to start to see that kind of stuff. So it's good experience. Yeah, I'd love to see Cohen go 13 for 13, but that's not realistic. And he needs to grow, and he's doing a great job of getting better and better and better. So maybe I'm looking at the wrong part of this, but to me, in time that you can get better, that's the right way to go. So,
well, thus far, Cohen Wood on the season is now 31 for 45. He has thrown for 786 yards, and that's just in 2.5 games, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, and I wouldn't cut him. I'd keep him around. He's doing a good job, so keep it going. And I mean, you've got some good guys. I was thinking of somebody, and maybe I'm crazy. You can tell me I'm crazy if you want to, but I grew up in a time where there was a guy that threw to one guy a lot. He didn't throw to him all the time. And his name was Rice and Montana.
Oh.
And that combination, and it's starting to look like Malachi and Cohen Wood. I mean, my word. I mean, he just finds him, and he's wide open. And then you got Fazari over there, and he was open by 30 yards. How does he doing that? So it's awesome. I wish I knew what the play was before it was being called, and I could watch how to figure out how Bizarre's getting himself so open, but
and Jason Guest.
And Guest, too. Yeah, nicely done.
I'll tell you, and the thing about these receivers, they're speed.
Yeah.
Oh.
That is for sure.
Speed to burn. So we are set to begin the second half of play here at Ty Baffney Field on the DeSales High School campus. Your Minyagi Hauling Services score is DeSales 42 and Union 12. And Union will be kicking off to begin the second half of play. When the Irish first came out from their Biagi Appraisal Services sideline, they had 7 of their 8 players up at the midfield stripe expecting an onside kick. But now they draw back. They have 5 up front, 2 in the middle, and 1 back deep. And that is Tice Wood. And Jimenez will be kicking off to begin the second half for the Union Bobcats, who came into this game 3-0, ranked number 1 among 8-man teams in the state of Oregon. And kick to the far side, going to go end over end, and was taken by Malachi Raymond, who tried to toss the ball back into play, and that could have been a very costly mistake, but thankfully he stepped out of bounds on the far sideline at the DeSales 33. He put both hands on top of the helmet as if to say, no question, my bad.
Whoops, yep. And Sam Kolb did a good job of getting down there and getting on the ball. He's paying for it. He's got a sore hand, and I hope Sam's okay. But, yeah, don't make that mistake ever again.
Ball at the 34.5-yard line. Well, might be touching the 35. First down, 10 yards to go for the DeSales Irish, who come up to the line of scrimmage. Dominic Fazari, tight end, lined up on the left-hand side. Receivers each way. Single set back in the backfield is Cohen Wood. Claps the hands, takes the snap, hands off to Bingham. Bingham breaks the tackle, 35, 40, 45. He's to the 50. He's into Union territory, still on his feet, and he's finally taken down at the 35-yard line of the Bobcats. A gain of 30 yards, Steve.
Yeah, and if you watch Bingham on that, I wish we could see. Yeah, we had instant replay on, especially on the radio. But his shoulders never varied from square to the line of scrimmage. He stayed there and just plowed through there. Nicely done. That was all Bingham.
And Edward Jones, Hammer, and Hank Warden, first down for the Irish as they go from their own 35 to the Union 35-yard line on the carry by Caleb Bingham. And another carry for Bingham after taking a pitch from Wood near side. He's inside the 35 and a fine open field tackle by Davenport near side, limiting the gain by Caleb Bingham to a single yard, Steve.
Yeah, and Davenport taking on Bingham by himself. That's two big guys going at it there. You don't want to get a small guy in between. That get crushed.
That was a remarkable tackle. Fine pursuit. An outstanding job on the part of Davenport. Second down, 9 yards to go for DeSales at the Union 34-yard line. We're just over a minute into the third quarter. DeSales 42, Union 12. Two receivers left, wide side of the field to the right. And here is a handoff to Jimenez. He goes up the middle and is stopped at the line of scrimmage. Good pursuit. Nice penetration on the part of Dawson Miller along with Sam Platts, Steve.
Yeah, they did a good job of reading it, that's for sure. Platts had it definitely figured out and was able to take him down. They knew who was going to get the ball, and They were able to shut that down with no gain.
Jimenez still in the backfield behind Wood. Third down, 9 yards to go for the DeSales Irish. Receivers each way. In motion is Jason Guess, and he'll take a shovel pass. Started near side, then cuts it up the middle, and he will advance close to the 30-yard line in Bobcats territory. A shovel passing advance of 4 yards just outside the 30, Steve.
Yeah, and the Bobcats did a good job of shutting that down. I could see the same the slot that the guest could see, and he was open to the goal line. The Bobcats shut that down really quick.
Fourth down, a long five to go for the Irish, just outside the Union 30-yard line. Receivers each way. And some movement at the line of scrimmage, and I think Union's going to be flagged for offside. So nice discipline on the part of the Irish up front. Two, perhaps three Bobcats encroaching into the neutral zone. And, Steve, that might have been a case where you had the cadence or a hard count on the part of Wood that might have resulted in the encroachment.
It could have been, or the defense definitely had something called that these guys had needed to be right on top of it. And you almost had half of the team leave early. So, yeah, you might be right. A hard count or the cadence was such.
Fourth down, less than a yard to go for the Irish, just outside the Union 25. Wood is under center. Long count, takes the snap. Goes off the far side. It is wide open out there. He's to the 20. He's to the 15. Gets away from a man at the 10, far sideline, and into the end zone. Goes Cohen Wood. An Edward Jones hammer at Hank Wharton. First down. A Tompkins appliance touchdown. A rendezvous down the far Biagi Appraisal Services sideline. And Cohen Wood into the Premier Motors end zone with 9:08 remaining to be played in the third quarter, Steve.
Yeah, and there was some shake and bake on that sideline over there. And Cohen Wood did a good job, froze the defense, and was able to get around him and go in for a touchdown. Nicely done.
And upcoming, the Chase Electric two-point conversion. Cohen Wood now with 116 yards rushing in the ball game. That his first tote of the second half. And it's a fourth down conversion for the Irish, who now lead 48-12. Raymond, receiver out to the far side. Jimenez in the backfield, gets the pitch, comes around the near side. Mateo Jimenez will pull his way into the end zone for the Chase Electric two-point conversion. A nice, strong run on the part of Mateo Jimenez. And with 9:08 remaining to be played in the third quarter, it is now DeSales 50 and Union 12. And we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Irish Radio presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish! Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
A nice Friday evening gathering here at Ty Baffney Field on the DeSales High School campus. They've been treated to an outstanding effort on the part of the Irish as Alan Campos kicks the Farmers Insurance kickoff to the far sideline and out of bounds. DeSales Irish scoring just moments ago, a 26-yard touchdown run by Cohen Wood. Then a two-point conversion run, a strong run by Mateo Jimenez for the Chase Electric two-point conversion. DeSales leading 50-12 over the Union Bobcats with 9:08 remaining to be played in the third quarter, Steve.
Yeah, and I think kicking it out of bounds is a great idea. They definitely have a runner that can bring that thing back. So let's make it do it from the line of scrimmage instead of on a free kick.
First and 10 Union at its 35-yard line. Dawson Miller is the quarterback. Single set back in the backfield. He will get the pitch. It is Claybaum coming around the near side. Breaks a tackle attempt. Got away from Jimenez. Got away from Guest. And he breaks it into the secondary. And he is going to go all the way. On his way for an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down. A Tompkins Appliance touchdown of 65 yards by Claybaum, Steve.
Yeah, he got into the secondary and kicked it into a new gear. And off he went. And all we were going to do is everybody was going to run fast. And nice run by the Bobcats.
It really was. Broke two tackles. It was on his way to the Premier Motors end zone. So that took just a few seconds. 8:55 left in the third. I think it took a mere 7 seconds or so. It's now a 50-18 ball game in favor of the Irish. Chase Electric two-point conversion. Two receivers out to the right-hand side. Derek Miller in motion to the far side. Play action fake. Dawson Miller to pass. Pass to the near side is incomplete. He was looking in the near flat for Davenport. But the Chase Electric two-point conversion pass fails. And with 8:55 remaining third period, it's now DeSales 50 and Union 18. And we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Irish Radio presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Back once again at Ty Baffney Field on the DeSales High School campus, along with Steve Taylor. I'm Roy Elia. Union just 13 seconds to respond to the DeSales touchdown, the 26-yard touchdown run by Cohen Wood. Claybaum with a 65-yard scamper into the Premier Motors end zone to make it DeSales 50 and Union 18. That is your Yogi Hauling Services score. And here is Hudson Hall running into Bobcats territory after feeling an onside kick by Jimenez. Boy, the big guy took it in the breadbasket and rumbled and bumbled and stumbled and powered his way into Bobcats territory, tackled at the Union 38-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, that was amazing. Usually those up backs will just take a knee and down the ball right there. Hudson Hall got that ball so solidly, he just took off.
And dragged several tacklers with him.
Yeah, I think they used the bus again to get him down.
I think he is a bus.
Yeah, no doubt.
Wearing number 21. He's now over the football at center. Irish, first down and 10 yards to go at the Union 38-yard line. Two receivers left, one to the right. Signals called by Wood. Claps the hands. Put a pitch far side. Caleb Bingham, 40, 35, 30. He's to the 25. He'll break a tackle, come close to breaking a tackle. He is brought down inside the Union 20-yard line at around the 18, Steve.
Yeah, I tell you what, Caleb Bingham is doing such a great job of keeping those shoulders square to the line of scrimmage, and he just blasts. And that's a good-sized young man to be taken down. So hats off to Caleb Bingham. Nicely done.
140 yards rushing in the game for Caleb Bingham. Number of carries, 13. That last one resulting in an Edward Jones hammering Hank Morton first down, a gain of 20 to the Union 18-yard line. Wide side of the field to the left, signals called by Wood under center this time, and we have a whistle blown.
I think we're going to have a timeout.
And we will have a timeout called by the Irish with 8:19 remaining third quarter. DeSales 50, Union 18, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products, 94.1 FM, KHSS 2.
Ready to make some big changes in your home? Here at Connor's Flooring and Design, we understand that investing in new flooring, tile, countertops, and window coverings involves big decisions that you want to get right the first time. Since 1974, our family-owned business has helped you find the right materials for your home and budget, working with local licensed pro installers to ensure your investment will perform. Come see us today and get a free estimate. Experience our Golden Rule service at Connor's Flooring and Design.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
The timeout period is over. Welcome back to Ty Baffney Field, DeSales High School campus. Along with Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia. DeSales 50 and Union 18. That is your Manyagi Hauling Services score. 8:19 remaining third period. Wood with a pass to the near side. It is caught by Malachi Raymond. Or are they going to rule it incomplete?
Yeah, that one bounced off the turf. I'd like to give it to him, but I saw it bounce off the turf too. So,
and it might be just as well because he took it on one knee.
Yeah, that would help either. So,
well, they are going to say it's a completed pass back to the 20-yard line, so a loss of two.
So they are giving them a completed. It sure looked like it bounced off the turf to me, and they're even confirming that still.
Second down, a dozen yards to go for the Irish at the Union 20-yard line. Irish up to the line of scrimmage, wide side of the field to the right, two receivers left. Wood in the shotgun. Play clock inside of 10 seconds. No big deal. Up the middle goes Caleb Bingham. He slips and goes down at the 10-yard line. Another solid run for Caleb Bingham. This one for 10, Steve.
Yeah, and he did a nice thing and made sure that the guy that tackled him didn't fall down after they all were getting up. You know, good sportsman.
A lot of good sportsmanship in this contest tonight.
Yes.
Which is what you would expect from a couple of very classy teams, a couple of classy programs.
Yep.
Third down, short yardage to go for the Irish. Third down and a couple at the Union at 10-yard line. Wood claps the hands. He's back to pass. Far side. The ball is juggled but taken by Raymond. He will have an Edward Jones hammering Hank Warden first down. He is hammered, but he gets ahead for positive yardage. And it's going to be an Edward Jones hammering Hank Warden first down. First down and goal to go for the Irish at the Union. Looks like the 5-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, and if Malachi Raymond could keep doing that, he's wide open out there in the flats. They throw that quick pass out to him, and he's got 5 yards in front of him before he gets into a defender. So Irish are coming up to the line.
First down and goal to go at the Union 5-yard line. Wide side of the field to the left. Wood is under center. Going to roll to the near side. Throws his pass, went wide open, and the catch is made and into the end zone for a Tompkins Appliance. Touchdown is Dominic Fazzari. Steve?
With the flu. and Grandpa's over here fist pumping, so Coach Grandpa's liking that. So
yeah, he should be.
I like it. So keep it in the family. And I think you said Mamma Mia earlier.
Yes,
that
I
was
did.
A good reference. So
Dominic Fazzari in the ball game, 3 receptions, 76 yards, 2 touchdowns. Cohen Wood, the beat goes on for him. 6 touchdown passes last week against Antioch. He has 5. In this contest, and now has 60 for his Irish career. Chase Electric 2-point conversion try with 6:24 remaining in the third. DeSales 56 and Union 18. And Wood will pitch to Bingham, goes around the far side, and he's into the end zone for the Chase Electric 2-point conversion with 6:24 remaining in the third. And we have reached that magic moment, Irish Nation. A 40-point spread has been established. Bring on the running clock. DeSales 58, Union 18. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio presented by Conan Rock Products, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Farmers Insurance kickoff by Alan Campos to the far sideline. It goes out of bounds. And we will soon be in running clock mode here at Titan Baffney Field. The Irish up by 40 points, 58-18 over Union. The clock is moving, Steve.
Yeah, and I know this is probably a shame for Union, but because they're a little better team than what they're showing, but they ran into a very tough Irish team. I'm trying to figure, oh, I guess we're going to have a penalty and they're going to re-kick it. So we're going to back it up 5 yards and do it again.
All right. The Irish will be kicking from the 35-yard line.
That is one of the options, you remember.
Can you believe that?
You got to see it.
We've seen it 2 weeks in a row
now. 2 weeks in a row.
We've seen it twice before that. I don't know in all the years that we have done games we've ever seen it twice in one season or two seasons, three seasons. So, Alan Campos to kick off from the 35-yard line. Ball is teed up, awaiting the official's whistle. The running clock is in effect. And the kick by Allen going to be bouncing up the middle and taken by Claybaum. And he is going to be tackled by Alan Campos and Ben Garcia just inside the Union 40-yard line. Nice work by the special teams. First and 10 Union, Steve.
Yeah, that was a good job. And for the kicker to cover that, that's amazing. That's eight-man football at its best right there. But I think Union has ran into a little bit of a juggernaut here, and the Irish have done a good job. They executed well. I haven't seen too many mistakes, and maybe an unsportsmanlike, but I guarantee you that was a learning experience for the entire team, and we won't do that again.
Over the football at center is Sam Platts, wide side of the field to the left. And Derek Miller going to run near side. No, he's going to pass the football, pass it down the middle. The pass is going to be caught for an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down at the DeSales 35-yard line. It's Claybaum. Derek Miller that time taking a pitch from Dawson Miller. They're going to give him forward progress to the 37.5-yard line. And Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down, Steve.
Yeah, and he was wearing Sam Colbus's shirt. Sam was doing a great job covering him. And as soon as he caught the ball, Sam tackled him. Nicely done. Nice open field tackle.
I'll tell you, Claybaum has had a nice game tonight. That's his second reception of the ball game. And now a running play around the far side. Ball carrier will be thrown out of bounds on the far side at the 35-yard line. I believe it is Davenport.
Yep.
On the carry, and he's ahead for 3 yards to the 35-yard line, Steve.
I think we all, that was a consensus there. The announcer got it, you got it, and I got it. So it must have been Davenport. But that was a good run, and he had to run a long way side to side, but he gained some positive yards.
Second down, a long seven to go for Union at the DeSales 35-yard line, 2:55 and counting, time remaining third period, DeSales 58. and Union 18, that is your Minyagi hauling services score. Shotgun formation, back to pass is Miller, sets up in the pocket, and he avoids one tackler. Good rush by the Irish, forces him to the near side. Irish tacklers are after him. He gets away from Guest, and then he is swallowed up on the near sideline. A nice tackle by Manning Filan drives him out of bounds on the near sideline. It might be a sack back outside the 35-yard line, and it is the third sack of the night for the DeSales defense, Steve.
Yeah, Manning Filan with a nice tackle on that. We could have got him earlier. I don't know why we didn't, but that front four normally wraps up better, but maybe they just didn't move their feet.
Move your third down, oops, 8 yards to go, and a false start on the right side of the Union offensive line, and that will cost the Bobcats 5 yards. The fourth penalty in the ball game against Union for 32 yards, and the ball will come back to the DeSales 41-yard line, where it will be third down and about 13 yards to go. I in the backfield. The tailback is Claybaum. The up man is Davenport. Two fakes and then a handoff to Derek Miller. Broke a couple of tackles in the offensive backfield. Still in his feet. And he's going to be close to an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down. He was tripped up by Sam Kolb and then finished off by Manning Filan. But a good gain for the explosive Derek Miller, Steve.
Yeah, and Kolb did a good job of stopping that thing from running and getting running for a touchdown. So Sam Kolb is getting better during this game. He's wrapping up and better than he was there at the beginning. Nicely done.
Yeah, they're going to stop the clock. Might be time for a measurement. Very, very close to the first down. Now, Steve, you talked about the fact that this Irish ball club has come through in overwhelming fashion. But with that said, boy, there have been times tonight where Union has shown a lot of potential.
Yeah, they definitely have a good skill set.
Ooh.
And this is a good practice for the officiating crew. They're going to run the chains out. It always looks like a silly thing to do, but all five of those guys have a specific job. And so nobody's just standing out there with their hands in their pockets. And the White Hat's job is to be the guy to tell everybody the good news or the bad news.
So they rule that Derek Miller just short of an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down. Fourth down and inches to go coming up for the Union Bobcats. 1:06 left in the third quarter. DeSales 58, Union 18. Three receivers for the Bobcats. Empty backfield. Two receivers right, one left. Wide side of the field to the right. And the quarterback, Dawson Miller, under center. He's going to take it up the middle. He will have an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down, despite the fact there was a nice tackle on the part of Manning Filan and Nicholas Bottle, Steve.
Yeah, nice tackles, but you got to play a little bit of a prevent defense in this situation. There's no reason to be trying to, you know, risk it by getting things in the backfield. Just keep them from getting the big play. That's all we can do.
First and 10 Union at the DeSales 27-yard line. Single set back in the backfield. Claybaum behind the quarterback, Dawson Miller. The snap eludes him, and he'll pounce on it back at the 34-yard line. A tough break there for the Bobcats, who will be facing second and 17, Steve.
Yeah, and was that Nicholas Chabottle with the... Okay, I'll get it eventually. I got Minyagi. I can get that name, too. But nice job helping a guy up after he tripped up. Just don't go plowing him. Just help him up.
And we've reached the end of three quarters of play here at Ty Baffey Field on the DeSales High School campus. The DeSales Irish, 58. The Union Bobcats, 18. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
If there's one thing we've learned from the past few years, it's that life can be unpredictable, but your finances don't have to be.
Financial advisor Nick Lyons can help you create personalized strategies to reach your goals with confidence. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can be prepared for whatever comes your way. Call Lyons Investment Planning at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
The fourth quarter presented by ACO Janitorial Services. Second down, 17 yards to go for the Union Bobcats at the DeSales 34-yard line. DeSales 58, Union 18. That is your Manyagi Hauling Services score. And we are set for play in the final period of this eight-man football game. An eye in the backfield behind the quarterback, Dawson Miller. Play action fake. Rolls near side to pass. Pass near side. Caught by Derek Miller. And a great, great tackle near side by Sam Cole, Steve.
Yeah, we are getting to say that name, and he is doing a good job of stepping up there and putting some plastic on him. Nicely done. And Sam Cole wrapping up, and I'm sure the coaches are talking to him in between plays, and he is just doing better and better as this game is progressing. So the Bobcats are moving up to the line
for a third down play, third down, 15 yards to go. Two receivers left, one to the right, and Miller to pass. Here comes the rush. He rolls to the far side, going to throw a little pass. It's going to be caught. It is going to be caught. A tackle made by Anakin Houchin. He tackles Asher Fite. Fite gets ahead for a nice gain on the play. He advances inside the 25-yard line to the 24. A gain of 8 yards, Steve.
Yeah, and Anakin Houchin doesn't get a whole lot of tackle experience, but he sure did a good job on that. Just came up and wrapped up and took him down. Nicely done.
So fourth down coming up for Union. Fourth down and 7 yards to go at the DeSales 24-yard line. Miller in the shotgun. Man in motion. And he's going to get the handoff and going to pitch it back to the near side for Claybaum. And Claybaum is going to tiptoe down the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline near side. A penalty flag is down. I believe he has an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down, but now let's check on the penalty flag. There's one far side, one near side.
That's usually something that happened during the snap.
Illegal procedure is the call against Union, Steve.
Yeah, that's pretty normal. A lot of times it's so noisy you can't even get the play to stop, but it is what it is.
And let's see where the ball is spotted after that run. And let's see. Looks like they spotted the ball at the 20-yard line. The Irish may refuse this penalty.
Right. They should have that option to refuse the penalty and take the results of the play. Unless it was somebody left early. It
yep.
was declined. So
a first down for the Irish, a fourth down stop. Good gain on the play for Claybaum, but he was stopped short of an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down. And the sales will take over at its 20-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, and a new rule actually kind of came into play on that one. If you on the sideline and you pitch the ball, lose the ball, fumble the ball, and advances forward, they can give you the ball at the spot that you fumbled it.
So the Irish back on offense. Going to make that Ticewood bobbles the snap. He is now in the ballgame at quarterback and pitches to Jimenez, who breaks a tackle. Mateo Jimenez with a very impressive run out across the 30. and Mateo is ahead for an Edward Jones hammering Hank Warden first down at the 33-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, Jimenez with being the backup running back, and you got the backup quarterback, and you gain 12 yards. Hey, maybe we ought to throw that ball to him a little bit more often. Nice run.
The Irish now with 21 Edward Jones hammer and Hank Warden first downs in the contest. And the Irish break the offensive huddle. 18 seconds and counting on the play clock. Jimenez in the backfield. Going Wood under center. Hands it off to Jimenez. He goes up the middle. He's across the 35 and going to be driven back. A nice tackle on the part of Dawson Miller. Limiting the advance to 3. Well, maybe he got 4 yards on the play. Looks like they're going to spot the ball at the 37-yard line. They'll make it the 36.5. Looks like a gain of 4, Steve.
Yeah, that was a good run and a good play. So I'm glad to see Jimenez in there doing a good job. Keeping his shoulders pretty square and not dancing around back there, just blasting through.
Just inside of 8 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter, your Manyagi Hauling Services score, DeSales 58 and Union 18. Shotgun formation. Snap taken by Ticewood. He'll pitch to Jimenez, and Jimenez will be tackled behind the line of scrimmage. Tackled around the 35-yard line. A short loss on the play will bring up a third down for the Irish and 8 yards to go, Steve.
Yeah, I wonder if Tice has been watching his brother throw that pitch because he's not too bad with it. I mean, he could be a little stronger with it, but not bad.
So the Irish at the moment with a freshman quarterback, all 5'9", 135 pounds of him, joined in the backfield by a 6-foot, 180-pound running back. Near side, Jason Guest, wide receiver, tight on the formation left side. Now flanking out to the far side is Ben Garcia. Inside handoff to Jimenez, and Jimenez will get to the line of scrimmage, and that's all. Very, very good job on the part of the Union defense. It appears there was no gain on the play. Well, maybe a gain of 1 to the 36, Steve.
Yeah, and they got some youngsters in there, and that's good. And they got to get some play time, so I'm all for it. And you got a game that's already been decided, so let's go ahead and get some experience for these young men. And they're going to go for it. Oh, no, they're not. They're going to punt.
The Irish in punt formation. Alan Campos back at his 24-yard line, and now a flag is thrown. Irish going to be called for delay of game, I believe. No, a shift. Illegal shift is the call against the Irish.
Yeah, all that was somebody didn't come set before the shift happened, so you had two people in motion. And if you see the white hat signaling with one hand, it was one person in motion. If you used two hands, it was at least two people in motion.
We know what they say, shift happens.
How now?
Ball at the 31-yard line, fourth down, a dozen yards to go. A bad snap back to Campos, and the kick is blocked. And the penalty flag comes down as the ball goes out of bounds on the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline near side. A bad snap from center. Campos trying to get the punt away. It looked like it was blocked by the Union Bobcats, but a penalty flag is thrown. That's the first punt of the season for the Irish. Flag was thrown. And I'm guessing the call is going to go against Union. I'm a little bit surprised because I thought that the kick was blocked. Well, a 5-yard penalty against Union will bring the ball to the 36-yard line, where it will be fourth down and 7 yards to go. So we'll try it again, Steve.
Yeah, let's see if we can have a better result. And here comes the snap, and it's way over Campos's head.
It's over his head, and he'll just
kick it out.
Yep, he'll kick it out of the back of the end zone, and it's perhaps going to be a 2-point safety for Union. Another penalty flag is thrown inside the 10-yard line. So the Irish struggling, as you might expect, because this team is not used to punting. and they're going to stop the clock with 4 minutes and 17 seconds remaining to be played in the final period.
Now, this is going to be an interesting, and I don't remember all the rules to it, but they're going to have a safety. We had illegal touching, and that was when you kick the ball out of the end zone. That is illegal touching. So they got to work that out, and it should be a safety, and we should have to kick the ball off to Union.
So a team loss of 36 yards on the bad snap.
And now because of the two-point safety, if they're going to be within 40, we do not go back to a stop clock. Once the running clock is established, it stays that way. So the clock, the scoreboard is going to need to be adjusted and add 2 points. There we go. Pat's going to do that right now.
So a two-point safety for Union on the bad snap from center that eluded Alan Campos. It rolled back inside the 10-yard line, and then Alan kicked it out of the back of the end zone. Otherwise, it might have set up Union first down and goal to go inside
right.
the 10-yard line.
It was a smart play, and it's one of those things with the illegal touching. I think they're going to they had an option of taking it or whatever, taking the results of the play or taking the ball where it was at. And I think they're going to, the smart thing was to take the 2 points, make him do a drop kick, and this is not a place kick situation. It's still a free kick, but.
And Allen will be kicking off from the 20-yard line. And the kick is away.
Nice kick.
Very nice kick taken at the 41-yard line by Davenport. Far side 45. Gets a block. Anakin Houchin really got belted, and a penalty flag is down as the ball carrier goes down the far sideline and is belted out of bounds on the far side by Campos. But I'm thinking this one is coming back, and the call is going to go against Union for that block that occurred around the Bobcats' 47-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, that was a pretty vicious hit, and the play had definitely gone away from it, so that didn't need to happen. And it used to be that it was okay, but I don't know, it was probably about 20, 25 years ago they instituted that rule that you can't just whack some guy just because you can.
It wipes out what would have been an outstanding return on the part of Union, but the Bobcats are going to be flagged. And it's going to be a major foul, a 15-yard penalty that's going to bring the ball back to the Union 32-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, that's a deal breaker there, right there. But it was a good call. It was right in front of God and everybody. We all saw it, and I doubt anybody missed it. If they did, they weren't paying attention.
Norman Yagi hauling services score. DeSales 58, Union 20, 2:50 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Miller, the quarterback, going to pitch to Laybaum coming around the near side. Now cuts it up the middle, and he gets good yardage before being tackled by Jimenez. And also there for the DeSales defense was Santiago Saldana, Steve.
And somebody that won't get any part of that play, won't get any credit for that was Sam Kolb. Again, he came to the outside and made that play get pushed to the inside, and he shut that down. That was a good job. Even though he didn't do anything, didn't touch anybody, he did create that situation.
Speaking of good job, Claybaum with 145 yards rushing in this ball game on 12 carries.
Wow.
And now a pass play rolling to the far side is Miller. He'll throw his pass to the far side. It is caught by Derek Miller, and he'll go out of bounds into sales territory at the Irish 49-yard line. Edward Jones, Hank Wharton, first down by way of the pass for the Bobcats. A fine, fine play, Steve.
Yeah, and running out of bounds isn't going to do you any good. The clock's still going to run, and rightfully so. But right now we're about midfield, so yeah, I know Union would like to put together one more drive, and they're up to the ball.
At the DeSales 49-yard line, and Miller to pass. Sets up, going to throw a deep ball far side. Receiver is there, and the pass is incomplete. Tyce Wood with the coverage on the far side. It looked like Davenport was the intended receiver, but a nice play defensively by the freshman. We'll bring up second and 10, Steve.
Yeah, he definitely broke that up, got in the way, and made sure that there wasn't going to be any catch. And if he would have been a catch, he was right there to defend it nicely done.
We're in the final minute. Time remaining fourth quarter, 58-20 DeSales. Union with the football at the DeSales 49-yard line. Low snap, and the ball is going to be recovered, I believe, by Union, and it was a team loss on the play back inside the 45-yard line, back to the 43-yard line, a loss of eight, Steve.
Yeah, and I'm really impressed with the quarterback from Union. He's got incredible poise. He settled down into the pocket slowly and methodically and does a good job, so I'm impressed.
And another snap goes off his hands, and the Irish are going to bring him down inside the 35-yard line. So some discombobulation on the part of Union in terms of the snaps getting away from the quarterback, and the ball all the way back to the 34-yard line, and that's going to do it. This ball game is over. The DeSales Irish improve their 2025 record to 3-0 and hand the Union Bobcats their first loss of the 2025 season. Our final score here tonight at Ty Baffney Field on the DeSales High School campus, DeSales 58 and Union 20. Coming up next, the Herald's Powerback postgame show. We step aside for a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Transmission, gearbox, and coolant service intervals range from 30 to 60 to even 90,000 miles. At Walla Walla Transmission, we know that transmission fluid, like engine oil, breaks down at varying rates depending on driving conditions and habits, which can make your vehicle vulnerable to costly transmission repairs. And while transmission repair is our specialty, we want to help you avoid costly repairs with our expert transmission maintenance service. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Is your heating and cooling system letting you down? Is it too hot in the summer and too cold in the winter? Hi, I'm Terry with Total Comfort Solutions, and we hear this a lot. Older systems are costly to run and very unreliable. Here at Total Comfort Solutions, we have just the fix. High efficient, reliable heating and cooling systems for as low as $130 per month. Act now, and we can even throw in some rebate money. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Taussig Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Back once again at Ty Baffney Field on the DeSales High School campus. Along with Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia. The DeSales Irish improved to 3-0 on the 2025 football season. The Irish, in convincing fashion, defeat the Union Bobcats by a final score of 58-20. The Irish handing Union its first loss of the season. Union ranked number one among eight-man football teams in the state of Oregon, now 3-1 on the season, but still a fine, fine football team, and I suspect they are going to have an outstanding 2025 season. Make no mistake about it. With that, we welcome you to our postgame show. It is presented by our good friends Adam Edwards and DeSales alum Dave Ron at Herald's Power Vac, serving the Valley since 1968. Call 529-2088 for your PowerVac needs. Harold's PowerVac, 520 Russet Road in Walla Walla. Let's pick up what's going on down below, the singing of the DeSales fight song. Yes, indeed. A celebratory mood here at Ty Baffney Field on the DeSales High School campus after this 58-20 DeSales victory over at Union. And we continue our Harold's PowerVac post-game show with the recognition of our Eric Kimball, CPA Player of the Game. And Steve, we came to consensus. We came to an agreement during the timeout period, and we agree that Caleb Bingham is our star of this ball game.
And it was a tough decision. I think this was definitely a team win. I mean, they all did a great job. And just to give one guy the acknowledgement, it has to be Caleb Bingham. I'm impressed with his running. I'm impressed at the fact that he keeps his shoulders square to the line, and he just muscles that ball down the field. An outstanding job. And I know you're going to be able to put some numbers beside that, and that'll maybe help the folks at home understand why we picked him.
Caleb Bingham in the ball game, 14 carries for 150 yards and one touchdown, and numerous explosive plays in tonight's game for his efforts. Running back Caleb Bingham is recognized as our Eric Kimball, CPA Player of the Game. We now continue our Harold's PowerVac post-game show with final statistics presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Eddie Unk at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential roofing, commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. For the DeSales Irish, in tonight's ball game, Cohen Woods, 6 carries for 116 yards and 2 touchdowns. Mateo Jimenez in late duty, 5 carries for 17 yards. Caleb Bingham, our Eric Kimball CPA Player of the Game, 14 carries, 150 yards, and 1 score. The DeSales Irish in tonight's game, 21. Edward Jones Hammer and Hank Warden first downs by our unofficial count. DeSales did not fumble in tonight's contest. Cohen Wood in the passing department threw for 231 yards in tonight's contest. 5 touchdown passes. Cohen Wood now with 18 touchdown passes on the season for his career. Cohen Wood now with 60 touchdown aerials against just 5 interceptions in his Irish career. Jason Guest with 5 catches in the game for the Irish for 117 yards and 2 touchdowns. Malachi Raymond caught 4 passes in the game for 38 yards. Dominic Fazzari with 3 catches in the game for 76 yards and a couple of touchdowns. Looping back just a bit, Malachi Raymond had 1 touchdown in tonight's contest. The Irish were penalized 8 times in the game for 54 yards. DeSales did not punt in this evening's contest. For Union, outstanding running back K.J. Claybaugh, 12 carries, 145 yards in this evening's contest. A fine, fine job by a fine, fine running back. Union unofficially with 10 Edward Jones, Hank Warden first downs. Union fumbled once in the contest, did not lose that fumble. Dawson Miller, they turned the lights off on us here. Dawson Miller threw for 128 yards in the contest. Overall, Union threw for 156 yards in the contest this evening. Thank you very much, Steve, for turning the lights back on. Derek Miller with 6 catches in the contest to lead Union. 6 catches for 77 yards and 1 touchdown. Union, 6 penalties in the game for 52 yards. They punted 3 times in the game for an average of 27 yards per kick. Those are our final statistics during our Harold's PowerVac postgame show. They were presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Eddie Unk at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential roofing, commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. So, Steve, another solid performance by the Irish. Not a perfect performance by any stretch of the imagination, but still a solid effort, and the Irish defeat another solid football team.
Yeah, and I thought they did a good job. I thought it was a good game for seeing two quarterbacks that showed a lot of poise. I mean, they both just stood in the pocket. They worked hard. They didn't seem to get rattled. They did everything on the positive. Now, obviously, it worked out better for us than it did for them. But I thought their quarterback was a solid individual. And I do have his name written down. I should probably call him by name. That's Dawson Miller. I thought he did a really good job. And then number one, Derek Miller. He was lights out as a running back. He was just awesome. And but I think they kind of ran into a juggernaut here, and that's the DeSales Irish. They are definitely clicking on all cylinders. So keep going, boys. It's been an impressive ride so far this year.
And we're hoping that ride will continue next Friday night here at Ty Baffney Field. Next week, Homecoming 2025 on the DeSales High School campus. Next Friday night, the Irish football team will look to advance its record to 4-0 when they play host to Yakima Nation Tribal.
Yeah, well, and you know, that's a team that's developing and building. And if you want to look past them, don't do it, because bad things will happen. You need to make sure that you're in position, executing your job, and doing everything right. And the coach that looks past a team like that is in trouble. So I know that our coaching staff will not do that. And they will take that game as if it's a defending state champion. It doesn't matter. It's you play every game until you know the game is decided. So.
And we plan to take the air next Friday night from Ty Baffney Field at 6:30, kickoff scheduled for 7 o'clock, and looking down the road, we're not trying to look past any opponents, so don't get me wrong, but in a couple of weeks, when DeSales plays host to Liberty Spangle on Sausage Fest weekend, make a note, per the information we received earlier this evening during our athletic director's update from Nick Hazeltine, that game against Liberty Spangle will be on a Friday, the first Friday in October. It'll be a 3 p.m. start on Friday right here at Ty Baffney Fields.
Yeah, and I would imagine that's for give them an opportunity to travel home and not get home at 3 o'clock in the morning. So,
sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds good for them too. So,
but first things first, next Friday night, the Irish playing host to the Eagles of Yakima Nation Tribal. Again, airtime at 6:30 and the kickoff scheduled 4-7 o'clock next Friday night. And that's going to do it for our post-game show. It was presented by our good friends Adam Edwards and DeSales alum Dave Ron at Harold's Power Vac, serving the Valley since 1968. Call 529-2088 for your Power Vac needs. Harold's Power Vac, 520 Russet Road in Walla Walla. So thank yous to go out as we sign off this evening on this winning night here at Ty Baffney Field. First, want to thank all of the great people in Walla Walla Catholic Schools for their support of our broadcast, including Principal John Lesko and Athletic Director Nick Hazeltine. A sincere thanks to our in-studio engineer Gabe Fazzari for another tremendous job at the controls. We, of course, want to thank all of the great sponsors who help make these DeSales football broadcasts possible. And, of course, want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to our broadcast tonight from Ty Baffney Field. Certainly a night where you could say teamwork makes the dream work. The DeSales Irish put forth a lot of teamwork here tonight as they defeat an outstanding Union football team from the state of Oregon. For my broadcast partner, Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia telling you one final time, in 8-man football action this evening, in a battle of unbeaten The DeSales Irish remain undefeated with a convincing win here tonight. They defeat the Union Bobcats by a final score of 58-20. It is now time to return you to the studios of your home for Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2, and from Ty Baffney Field on the DeSales High School campus. For Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Eliah, wishing each and every one of you in Irish Nation, in the words of my former broadcast partner, the late Bud Bowman, a very pleasant good evening.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.